Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in the glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want and what you need. So, lately, the whole situation with the whole J Electronica, you know, talking about, you know, East Coast, you know, basically New York City in general, is putting out whack music. Like, I definitely have a problem with that. Like, come on now, that's the birth of hip-hop. You know, we could just say the same thing about down south music, but, you know, we can't say that because we have a lot of legends coming out of the south, like Scarface, you know, A-Ball MJG, and several other, me and X, a lot of people, you know. So if you're going to say something, like, name the actual people that you think are doing garbage music, because there's people that do garbage music all over. And you know what I mean? And don't really mention New York when you really want to do something like that. That caused a whole can of whoop ass. And then on top of that, dude, like, you just got co-signed from cats that was from New York. So you need to chill, my nigga. Chill. But anyway, you live on Lush Radio Online right now, giving you what you want and what you need, pimpin'. Tonight, we're supposed to be having Amir Boyd, VP of Grand Hustle, and we're supposed to be having Dame, A&R of Def Jam. So if you're an independent artist, you should be calling into the show to get some information and feedback tonight on Lush Radio Online. Definitely shout out to our sponsors, OhanaShop.com. Also, along with Ohana Shop, Capital Customs, those international girls that we got lined up for the Lush Radio girls, we'll be getting the shirts, and you'll see all these hot ladies that definitely represent Lush Radio Online. And it's going down in the summertime. Because we got a lot of hot things coming for you. Just to let you guys know, the two events that's going down in August, I'm going to let y'all know about Coast to Coast DJs Convention. It's going down in August, and Lush Radio Online is definitely a media sponsor. And it is August 27th through the 29th in Miami, Florida. Coast to Coast DJs Convention is going down, and you need to be there. So basically, the convention is going to be basically in Miami, Florida, from the, August 27th to the 29th. And it's going to be hosted, the hotel hosting it is Newport Beachside Hotel and Resort. Definitely a nice little spot. It's real sexy, so you definitely need to come through and check that out. It's going to be all kinds of people there. The label and radio panelist is going to be Jill Strada, assistant of PM, the program manager of Hot 97 New York City, Vanessa James in Maryland, the manager of 103.5 The Beat in Miami, Felicia Monet, radio personality of 99 Jams Miami, Julian, A&R Slip and Slide Records, and also they're going to have, for their media panel, they're going to have KP of That Piff, Michael Trapp of HipHopDX.com, and also Neil Caesar, VP of DigiWax Media, Caesar, and we're also going to have Steve Reyes, Executive VP of AllHipHop.com. It's going to be a lot of stuff going down, man, so you guys definitely need to come and check for that. Any information, it's coasttocoastmixtapes@gmail.com, coasttocoastmixtapes@gmail.com. And contact them. Tell you heard it about Lush Radio Online. Rooms are available for $99 at the group rate. There's going to be a whole bunch of performances, networking. So you need to check that whole situation out. It's going down. So check it out, man. It's definitely going to be hot. So if you are trying to get in and do your 1-2, you definitely need to be hollering at Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Also, IDJ Radio is doing an event that's going down, representing and supporting all the DJs out there. That's also in August. So, and that's going down in the ATL. There's a lot of big names that's going to be at that event also. I'm talking about a lot of throwback, the old school cats, man. It's going down. It's going to be August 8th through 11th. They got a women's empowerment event going on. It's going to be in Atlanta, GA, at the Renaissance Atlanta Hotel, and it's going to be basically they're going to have an award ceremony and an expo. So they're going to be recognizing DJs from all over, no matter what genre it is. It's going down. It's going to be over 10,000 people expected. And they're going to have all kinds of people there. Dame Grease, Corrupt, the publisher of Sisters to Sister, Monique, Judge Hassett, Tony Terry, Soul Sonic Force, African Bombada, DTP Family, B.O.B., T.I., Grand Hustle, Nicki Minaj. It's a lot of people is going to be there, you know, and a lot of, you know, DJs are going to be honored. Chief Rocker Busy B is going to be there, Kid Capri, DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Red Alert. So check for it. It's going down. If you want more information about the whole event, contact the PR specialist, T.P. Frazier, at 404-895-2720, 404-895-2720. It's Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, at idjtrade.com. And check that out. And definitely those are two kind of events that you guys maybe need to come check out and definitely be a part of, so you guys can definitely do what you need to do in the industry live on Lush Radio Online. You know, this is what we do all day, every day, talking about music and stuff. So we're going to go ahead and I think I'm going to go with some Gangsta real quick. I want to take it back to some Gangsta. We're going to come back. Lush Radio Online, give you what you want, what you need. Let's go to some Gangsta. Rest in peace, Guru. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. That's what it is. Definitely. Lush Radio Online, we definitely going to give you what you want, what you need. Let me go ahead and go on to the Gangsta. Man, I don't know where I just had that joint on the Arsenal. Where is it? Oh, man. So we're looking for that. So like I said, man, it's definitely, we should be having those cats live on our show in a few. Definitely shout out to all the people that's out there grinding, doing their thing. Don't let nobody stop you from what you're doing out there. Once again, Gangsta.
Now my employer or my Money Mo. I wreck the mic like a pimp shows. That's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll take this. I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Many in my mental state, still a 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sorta the boss, so get lost. The brother who will make you change opinions. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to take shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Jump full guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got hate. Clips I've inserted into my gun. So I can take the money, never have to run.
I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track. Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You know we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before we come back with more hits. I provide right labor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my feet is prosperous. And pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause Smoothie will never bite.
Lessie Less live in the building, representing the DMV right now, broadcasting worldwide, international, man. Europe, what up? Africa, what up? Trinidad, what up? New York, what up? Worldwide, international, what up? We here, Less Radio Online right there. That was a little bit of that gangsta. Rest in peace. Coo-poo! You already know what it is, man. We love you. Live in the building on Less Radio Online. We got a caller calling in from the 202. What up, 202? Good with you.
What's happening? What's good with you?
Hey, nothing much, man. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
This is Amir Boys. I'm actually
that's
calling you.
Huh? I said, that's what it is, Amir. I was getting worried for a second.
Oh, yeah. Nah. I'm here. I know it's been a minute coming, but I'm here. I'm actually calling you out from Atlanta right now. I live in Atlanta, but I still kept my 202 number.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Definitely. Shout out to you, man. And everybody that's just joining us right now, if you need to get you grab your pen and your pad, we got the one, the only Amir Boyd, VP of Grand Hustle, live on Less Radio Online, man. And I'm definitely honored to have you on the line, man. I'm gonna go ahead and give you some Less Radio love, man. And the crowd goes, wow.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm actually serve as the clap machine. Sound like they tap dancing. But it's all good though. But I'm actually calling y'all. My girl asked me to come and be a part of the show. And I actually serve as the VP of promotions for Grand Hustle, as well as a CEO of my own company called Premier Promotions. That's PRAMIR Promotions. And pretty much what I do, even you know, for myself and as well as Grand Hustle, and I've done it for a couple other labels, is I know how to market and promote records to get played on the radio, in the streets, and so forth. So, you know, I'm the guy that usually takes the record fresh out of the studio, send it on an email blast, get it to the DJs in the clubs, get it to the music directors, get it to the DJs and the radio stations, and ultimately get the records played on the radio.
That's what it is. I also heard you used to work with V103 or something also.
I actually started in D.C. at WPGC in radio and left there and went to a radio station in Baltimore. It's no longer there. It was X1057, me, Lil Mo, DJ Quicksilver, Osei, Malika Millet, all of us, you know, met there and did our own thing. And then I left and went to V103 to become the promotions manager there. And then ended up leaving there and going to do some retail for a retail chain of stores called Downtown Locker Room. I helped them open up 7 or 8 stores in Atlanta. And, you know, if you're not familiar with DTLR, they sell clothes, shoes, and music. So I still was able to stay in the game and use some of my marketing tools to promote them. And then I left them and went to Atlantic Records.
Mm-hmm.
At Atlantic Records, I was the Southeast Regional. So I handled all the Bad Boy stuff at that time, and Trina and Boosie and Webby and a slew of other artists, and left them and went to Interscope. Did the same thing over there. Was a part of Robin Thicke's platinum selling album, 50 Cent, Curtis, Soulja Boy, all those kind of cats. Left them, and then I went back to radio to become the music director at V103. Did that for a couple of months. Left them, and now I'm Grand Hustle, VP of Promotions.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Definitely, you mentioned some key people that we definitely rock with. Definitely love Lil Mo. Definitely love her to death. She show a lot of love. And Quicksilver was actually one of the first DJs I actually had on my show when I first interviewed. One of the first DJs I interviewed. That's my brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and definitely, I truly see the grind, and I've been checking you out. You definitely been, you know, doing your thing. Definitely, it's an honor, and we're definitely proud to have you on the show on Lush Radio Online today. Amir, talk to us about, you know, some of the changes in the music industry, some of the things that you like and some of the things that you dislike.
Well, I mean, some of the things that I like, I'm going to start with that first. The things that I like is the fact that nowadays music comes from everywhere, and you have to really be in tune to all different kinds of sources, you know what I mean? And the streets has opened up to become, you know, the internet, you know what I mean, and other sources, you know, the viral, you know what I mean, videos and all that kind of stuff. You really got to be on your game. You can't just sit in a radio station and expect music to come to you that way. Nowadays, you have to, you know, have different, you know, if you're not the person at the radio station that goes out to the club, you need to have somebody around you that does that. You also need to have, you know, your ear close to, you know, what's happening on MySpace and Facebook and iTunes and all those sorts of things, you know what I mean, as well as everything else. And then you also need to keep in mind that some of those numbers can be manipulated as well. I do like the fact that the internet has really kind of allowed everybody to be a part of this business. But at the same time, some of the things I don't like about it, it has to do with the internet as well, you know, with people stealing music and that sort of thing. You know, every week we're talking about somebody's album getting released, you know, pre to the release date and so forth and so forth. That's the part of the game I really don't like, but I also believe that if you're not getting bootlegged, that means you're not hot. So, you know what I mean? It's a lot of dudes that don't with it, but at the same time, you know what I mean? I think that the business is strong enough to withstand some of it. We just have to kind of like redo the way we do some things. Hold on.
Okay. And if you're just joining us right now, we're live with Amir Boyd. Amir Boyd is the VP of Marketing for Grand Hustle, you know, home of T.I., Young and L.A., and your girl out there, Bola.
Young
and
L.A., Young Dro, A-Ball, MJG, B.O.B., you know what I mean, Mac Boney, Big Country. I can't forget nobody, you know what I'm saying? Can't forget none of them. You know, we got a lot going on down here in Atlanta, and hopefully some of y'all will spread this good music around into your own market and see what else we got going on. But we're getting ready to get heavy into this R&B game. We got the kid Rico Barino, who's Fantasia's brother. He signed to our label. We got another kid named Baby Boy, who's doing a joint venture with us with Stoudemire, Amari Stoudemire, play for the Phoenix Suns. We got another little kid that's like 12 years old, can sing just like Michael Jackson. You close your eyes, you think it's Michael Jackson. His name is Lil Sean Hendrix. You can find all these people on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Lil Sean Hendrix, Baby Boy ATL. So we got a lot of stuff going on. You know, we got the movies coming out, and then, you know, Tip got his own clothing line, the Coup. Which stands for King of Oneself. Y'all can pick that up anywhere, and you know DCLR. I know they hold us down out there. We got a couple of things going on. There's a couple of things.
Yeah, that's what it is. We had Bola live online. Definitely loved. Enjoyed her interview. She signed to y'all. We had A-Ball MJG. So we definitely support the whole Grand Hustle movement. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, support everything that you guys are doing over there. I know Tip got this new movie coming out. I think it's either called Takers or something like that.
Yeah, Takers. Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be a hot one, man. So, you know, he's venturing into the movie, Tip. But, you know, he did the whole ATL thing. But this is like a different role for him, so I'm really kind of anticipating and waiting to see how it's going to come out. I know it's going to be a great thing, though. Definitely a good move for the whole company and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, me and Jason Jeter, they got the, you know, we got the Grand Hustle films, and you know, Idris is a part of that movie as well as Chris Brown, a couple of others.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they are some like high end bank robbers. You know what I mean? And it's almost like that movie Heat that Al Pacino and Robert De Niro did a couple of years back.
I think it might be better than that, because when I seen the previews of that junk, I said Chris was jumping off some stuff into cars and everything, and I'm seeing these cats with heavy power you know, ammunition. Like, I mean, the joint, they got Idris, they got a lot of powerful actors in there. They don't got like no small type you. They got some nice actors in this joint. So people look out for that. Takers is coming out soon with T.I., Chris Brown, Idris, and many more.
It's coming out in August. It's coming out in August, and it's gonna be T.I.'s gonna be the first rapper to have a number one album and a number one movie in the same week. So I wanna say like that second week of August, y'all get an album, which is going to be called Uncaged, and then y'all get the movie Takers. So we again, we're going to be the first, and I'm already claiming it. You see how I'm talking. We're going to be the first to be number one album and number one movie in the same week.
You know what, though? I think I co-signed you on that one, you know, because everybody's anticipating, you know, T.I., so, like, I mean, I think a lot of people are just going to support. They just glad that he's back and everything. So I think a lot of people is just going to, you know, go hard with that and support him. But, I mean, he does great in acting anyway. But I wanted to ask you another question with, you know, him, you know, doing his bid and going through his whole situation. Did that cause a shift in business with marketing with you guys over there at Grand Hustle and stuff?
I mean,
tell me about
it. Let's take it in the real situation what it is. T.I. has a head, and you can't, if you got a body and the head not there, then the body really doesn't do anything that it's supposed to do. So, of course, it affected what we do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even on the grand scheme of things, where you got, like, you know, radio stations or other, you know, media outlets that may not want to do interviews with artists that's on Grand Hustle unless T.I.'s with them, or they may not want to support our music, you know, and then once T.I. come home, they trying to act like they was helping us out and doing this and all that, and, you know, again, you know, we ain't forget nothing, you know what I'm saying? We not holding nobody against anything, you know, we know what it is. But, of course, it affected what we did, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's the head of the body. And, again, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you only can do so much without the head of your body. So, you know, that's just one of the things that we definitely learned. And, you know, that kind of situation gives you a real clear-cut, dry understanding of who's on your team and who's not. You know what I mean? A lot of people supported some of our efforts when T.I. was gone, but a lot of people didn't. And now they scratching their heads as to wonder why we not really supporting what they do. You know what I'm saying? But again, you know what I mean? Everything happens for a reason. You know, we still here.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean?
That's what it is. I mean, even though he's back, but I mean, y'all cats was still grinding, doing y'all things, still trying to hold it down while he was gone, from what I seen. Because I mean, like I said, I had Bola on the show, and she does her thing, and I had A-Ball and MGG. They've been grinding. They had their joint going World Star. So I, you know, I support them cats. You know, I try to support cats to do, because at the end of the day, it's a whole team, and y'all definitely work as a team movement. So.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm open the line for a caller right now. I think I have my boy Murder from Lazy K Productions. Shout out Lazy K Productions, my girl Lazy K. Murder, you live on the line with Amir Boyd, VP of Marketing at Grand Hustle. What's good, fam? What up, Murder? Murder, you there? 917, you're live on Lush Radio Online.
Murder, you got to get a new name, man. We got to stop that murdering shit.
Murder, you there? All right, well, we're going to try him again and see if we can get him on the line. We'll try one more time. But we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with your boy, the one and only Amir Boyd, live on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to a quick commercial, Amir, and then we're going to come right back with you, okay?
All right, say no more.
That's what it is. It's your girl, Leshy Lesher. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Amir Boyd, VP of Marketing of Grand Hustle. Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
Having a party? Need a DJ? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Leshy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2, you know, them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Stick 'em. We live on Lush Radio Online, the Odyssey Net Radio Online, and we're live with your boy, Amir Boy, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Call us, call in at 347-826-7722. My man is dropping jewels, so make sure you get a pen and a pad. What's up with you, Amir?
Ain't nothing. Just chilling, riding through the A on this beautiful day.
That's what it is.
We get to take advantage of a lot of good things out here, down here in the A.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to try to see if Murder back on the line. Murder, you're live on the line with Amir Boyd of Lazy K Productions. What up, Murder?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, man? How you doing? Lushy Lush. What's good, sis? You good?
I'm good,
what up,
man.
Murder?
I'm good, sir.
Nah, man. So I take some time out the studio to holler at my sis, Lushy Lush. You know, she be holding the movement down heavy, man. She's
yeah,
the streets
yeah,
for
yeah.
real, man.
Yeah, I appreciate her. I appreciate y'all letting me be a part of this show. What's good,
yeah,
Murder? What we doing?
Nah, I be seeing you on your grind. I already know, my dude. I don't know if you remember me. I think I hit you up a couple times. I'm Lazy K manager. And I mean, I also got the boy Slice, he boy Frenchie now. That's what I'm working with. I definitely respect y'all movement. I be working heavy with the boy LA. You know what I mean? I be spinning his music. You had it on the radio crazy out here. You know what it is. I mean, Jason.
Where you at? Where you at? What city you at?
I'm New York. New York. Harlem.
Oh, okay, New York. Yeah. New York. We get a lot of love up there in New York, man. And we appreciate it all.
We always show Lazy love. You know what I mean? Your whole team always showed us nothing but love. I hit you up a couple times on the Twitter from Lazy Joint showing you some love. You feel me? Let you know we definitely support the movement. We like what y'all doing. You feel me?
Yeah. Nah, no doubt. I appreciate that. If y'all follow me on Twitter, it's Amir Grand Hustle. And trust me, I stand behind my tweets 100%. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of motherfuckers get on Twitter and turn into somebody else. I'm not that dude. I'm the same dude you hear me saying, whatever, even if I'm joking around or playing around or even if I'm spitting some real game. Like, sometimes I get serious on Twitter and give artists, you know what I mean, stuff that they should be doing that they not doing. But then at the same time, I do need a check for some of those services. So I will let that be known, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of cats hit me talking about, listen to this, listen to that, give me feedback. Like, for real, my time is money. You know what I'm saying?
And
I think that anybody is, like, they get this shit twisted. This is the entertainment business. This is the entertainment business we in. You know what I'm saying? And business means money. So until you got your money up and you ready to spend some money with somebody, then you can't expect to get anything for free. Because
you already know what it is.
Because the crazy thing about it is you don't respect it if you got it for free.
Yeah, I tell artists, like, I put myself on. I ain't related to nobody. I'm 24. Like, I took over without the radio. We've been blackballed. Like, Jim done paid money for him not to spin our records. I took over. You know what I mean? I got the streets on lock. Like, for real. A lot of people talk about it. That's why I stay so low-key, because I run a lot of things out here. You know what I'm saying? And when artists come to me like that, yo, let me get on your mixtape. Get on my mixtape. That's how you look at me. Now you just fucked up with me. I managed 27 DJs. So we could have got you on a bunch of mixtapes. We could have got your music out. And then they'd be like, yo, get me a record deal. I don't do record deals. Like, see, everybody wanted a certain part of the game. I looked at a part of the game, and that's the part I want. I want to be to before you hear the artist. I'm who the artists first come to. I'm who they come to do their first record, put their first records out. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they might have been with so-and-so, but then when they come to me, I want them to know when they come to me, they could get that hit record, and they ain't got to go to Dre. They ain't got to go to Pharrell. You can stay inside your own bracket, inside your own peers, and get a good record. Because it's like the difference between me and the average producer. What producer can take the record and get it to their own DJ? That's what makes that producer. Like Swift, he got Enough. He got Clue. He got Envy. He got all them. So that's what makes Swift, because Swift don't need nobody. He can take that record and get it to who he needs to on his own. And that's what makes people want to go to Swift. And that's the part of the game I looked at, and I just built my name up to it. Now it's
Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing, homie. I mean, like, at the end of the day, I think this business, you know, people got to find their own niche. You sound like you found your niche. You know what I mean? And even with me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realized, you know, I went to Morgan State in Baltimore, and You know, I realized that I had a knack for getting people to do stuff for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, whether it was like coming to my parties or coming to my cookouts or whatever. Anybody that went to the Morgan State from the year like 92 to like 97, they know how I got down. They know I was like, they may not even see me on the yard until it was time for me to have a
familiar,
party.
You familiar with Rod Braxton out of B-More?
Yeah, man, hell yeah. That's
one of my DJs. That's what I'm saying. That's how I made Josh, one of my DJs. That's my family. That's OG. He lazy
man,
takes
Rod Braxton if you know him here.
Of course, he told me about
it.
That's why I reached out to you. He be in the office with me 24/7. That's the team. That's the forefront.
Yeah.
You know, he told me he's like, you're a good dude.
Yeah,
so, you
know, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I don't even talk about like the stuff I did for people because I don't even look at it like that. Like they did something for me. You know what I'm
mm-hmm,
saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks like Rod, I can go through the city. Like I get love in Baltimore. Ain't a whole lot of DC niggas that can say they get love in Baltimore. You know
real talk. I just signed
that's
the artist out of the DMV. Real talk. That's real. And I know how it is out there. That shit tough out there. You feel what I'm saying?
But what I'm trying to do is
I'm trying to bring the whole thing together, the whole DMV. That's why I deal with Lush real heavy because she's so positive. You know what I mean? You don't usually find a lot of young people like me and her that's so positive like that. And then when you put them positive forces together, you're going to get a lot of positive energy. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, one thing I will say, you know what I mean, and this might be a little bit off topic, but I feel like I'm somewhat obligated to do something in the DMV to bridge back, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's one of the downfalls of the area is, you know, folks don't go back home and try to make something happen for home. And I've been from DC for 7 years, but, you know what I mean, I'm still trying to figure out the bridge that I can bring. You know what I'm saying? But I, you know, even if it's nothing but me talking to folks, telling them, you know, what they need to be doing, the right and wrong, or consulting them, or whatever the case may be.
So
but,
when
you know
can
what
we,
I mean? Like,
so
I'm
when can
doing
we connect, man?
I'm doing something
when
there on the 26th. I'm doing something
oh, for
there
real?
On the 26th. Yeah, we're doing the Leaders of the New Crew. It's at Live. It's for up and coming artists. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of our artists that signed the Grand Hustle on it. The kid Meek Mill from up in Philly, he gonna be on it. Another kid named Will May. He's gonna be on it. So you know, I'm trying to do it. I'm partnering up with my partner P. Stu. It's another young lady named Dominique who's really like the forefront person of the movement because they had one in Chicago, they had two in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So they're moving it around and they trying to make it, you know, something that goes from city to city for new up-and-coming artists. And like I said, it's Leaders of the New Crew. It's almost like the next to blow. And the way we measure it, you know what I mean, there's a lot of different ways we can measure whether or not you are the next to blow. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we allow people to get up there, and it's a showcase for the most part. You know what I mean? We allow people to get up there and do their thing and just bring good energy and, you know, real music, you know what I'm saying, and do their thing. You know what I mean? So the next one we're doing is May 26th in Washington, D.C. at Live. You know what I mean? Y'all will see me on Twitter.
I'm definitely going to send the team over. I got a lot of people out there, so I'm definitely going to get that information. If you could forward a flyer, sign the Lush, I'll definitely put it in our back. We'll send it to all the artists out there.
Yeah, I'll put it on Twitter in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll put the poster up.
Yes,
I definitely got excited if I come out there and do some media work and snap some pictures and stuff. Because I'm in the DMV, but most of the people that I deal with is, like, all over. You know, the show gets broadcasted all over, overseas and everywhere. And we definitely work directly with DJ Lazy K, the whole movement and stuff like that. And we definitely support everything that y'all got going on in Grand Hustle. So I know hopefully we can be getting Young L.A. and And the rest of the other cast, because we already did MJG and them, and they was definitely cool as hell. So
and
now we have
you
a new
I hope you get LA. I hope you get Dro. You know what I'm saying? I hope you get Country. You know what I mean? I hope you get Mac. Like, let's make sure we make all that kind of stuff happen.
You talking about Lonnie? You got Lonnie Mac too, right?
Nah, Mac Boney.
Oh, I was going to say that. The kid Lonnie Mac heating up in the A2. I heard of him.
That's what it is. And I want to ask you another thing, Amir. You know, being in the music industry, what do you feel is the hardest thing for you, the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the industry in general?
I mean, the hardest thing, you know what, that's funny you ask me that because I don't really look at any of this as hard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, had I gone to school to be a brain surgeon, then if you asked me that, I probably would have been able to tell you cutting the skull at a certain degree might be hard. But I don't look at any of this as hard. I look to me when somebody says no to me, that's when I have to start working harder. So, you know what I mean? I don't really look at any of this as hard. You know what I mean? I look at everything as an opportunity to make somebody say yes. The best thing I like about this job that I have is I get to prove people wrong. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might say to me, man, that record ain't shit. It ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I get to prove to them that the record is everything that I felt it was. You know what I'm saying? Because if I didn't feel it, you know what I mean, I have the luxury of telling my people that's around me, like, yo, dog, I don't think this is the one, before we put it out there. So once we put it out there, that means that we gung-ho about it and we feel a certain kind of way about it, and I get to prove people wrong. I run the DJs, programmers, music directors all the time that tell me, man, that record ain't going to do nothing. And then next thing you know, it's number one or it's top 10 or it's top 5 on the charts. I mean, I had that problem with Ain't I, you know what I mean, with Young L.A., you know, I had programmers telling me, yo, I don't see it. And I said, okay, all right, cool. I'll be back. I'm going to be back during the summer. You're going to request this artist to come do your show because this record is going to be top 5. And sure enough, it was. So I enjoy that part of the game. At the same time, do I look at that as being hard? No. It just really tells me that I got work to do. When she told me no, she didn't think the record was going to work. All that meant to me is, okay, I got to saturate your city with this market. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, with this record. And it took me, you know, 6 months to do it, but so be it. I feel like maybe the hardest thing to do in this business is to have people around you that are passionate as about your job as you are. That's the only thing I may see that's hard. And also, you know, having people around you, young people, you know what I mean, that you can find, that you can kind of mold to be the next you. That might be the hardest mm-hmm. part. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people want to be in this shit for the glitz and the glamour. They don't even realize it's people like me and people like Jake Jeter and people like Clay Evans that's making these stars become stars or making them look good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of important people that make the famous people become famous. And a lot of people don't want the important jobs. They want the famous jobs.
And that's the truth. And you never lied about that one. That's why I try to bring the light on people, like, you know, from the PRs to the promoters to the market, the people that do the marketing. We try to focus on that also because people need to know the people that do the, I call it the dirty work. We do, you people that do the hard work behind the mix. This, all the bits and grams, yeah, it's all good, but these are the people that have to run around and make all of this stuff possible. You know, that's why I salute you for what you do, man, for real.
Nah, I appreciate that. I mean, but this is, like I said, like Cuzzo said, he knew what he wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to do from the beginning. I knew I couldn't rap. I knew I couldn't sing. You know what I'm saying? I knew I couldn't DJ. But I knew that I knew how to make people do what I wanted them to do by either promoting whatever it is I'm promoting or talking them to the point where they feel like, okay, all right, I got to do it. This nigga is really on his shit. And if anybody knows me, they know that I'm passionate about what it is I do. Anything. If, you know what I mean? I've been on, you know, competitive, very competitive markets in radio, and I would try to destroy the competitor. You know what I'm saying? Even though I may have been a smaller radio station, but I felt like if I was on 18, they would want me to be the same way. And that kind of attitude gave me a lot of respect from the competitor. You know what I'm saying? I got great relationships with people that I competed against. Only reason I got great relationships with them is because they knew that I was passionate about whatever team I was on, and they were passionate about whatever team they were on. And even if we had a knockdown dragout about a placement of a banner or something like that during competition, they couldn't do nothing but step away and be like, "Man, dude really respects this hustle, and he's passionate about whatever it is. And if I wanted somebody on my team, it would be him." You know what I mean? I've had people approach me that were on competitive teams, the teams that I was competing with, and say, "Man, won't you come work with me on my side, because I'd rather work with you than against you." So, that,
wow.
You know what I mean? That speaks volumes for your passion about something. And again, if you ask me, you know, what's the hardest part? Again, it's finding people that's passionate, you know what I mean, about what it is they do. I knew I didn't want to be the guy up front, you know what I mean? I knew I was going to be the perfect, you know, guy in the background. You know what I'm saying? So you get, again, you get people that, they only see the stuff on the surface. They don't get to see the people that's booking their flight, you know, making sure they get there on time, you know what I mean? It's waking them up, you know what I mean? They don't get to see that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? The people that's going in there and talking to the programmers about getting their records played, you know, they don't get to see that kind of stuff because it's not presented as something that's, you know, that's nice to do or is that real sexy or, you know what I mean, that sort of thing. But, hey, I'll take the job.
That's what it is. I'm going to go on. I got a caller from the DMV. I'm going to open the line. The callers, and when you call in, you got a couple seconds to answer, ask the question. If you don't, we move on to the next person. Caller from the 301, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Tell us your name and what part of the DMV are you repping from?
Hello? Yeah, this is
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're live.
Hello? All right,
we
what's
can
up?
Hear you.
My name. Okay, I'm E. I'm calling from Northwest, you know, uptown. And I'm hearing the promoter talk, the agent talking stuff. I just want to know where would an artist from the local, from D.C., be able to send his material so he can get at least critiqued by somebody in the industry without having to go through what I would say is the mumbo jumbo of sending it out and never hearing anything back from anybody. Is there a certain way or a specific person you can directly send it to? Because I sent out many of mixes and stuff and never heard anything, so I just wanted to know.
Go sell it in the street.
Man, exactly, dog. Exactly. You heard what dude just said? He said sell it in the street. This is what I was going
to
say.
Oh, we do.
I do. We tried a couple thousand CDs, my dude, so you can't say that. I got dudes selling my CDs in all 50 states. When they say drama, they ask me in the interview, how has the drama situation affect you? I say, what situation? Because I dudes everywhere to sell my CDs where I don't need a store, I don't need a person, I don't need nobody. You don't need nobody to hear your music or critique your music. You don't need that. You need
okay.
to go sell your music. Our music's not for you.
Just go ahead. No, we sell it around here, but I'm just saying I wanted to get it out more open, and I was just trying to see what venue would be the easier route, you know, like talking to DJs or sending it to certain radio stations, or what should I do, because we do go out and hand-to-hand them all day long, no doubt about that. We're always working and trying to get a street crew. But, you know, it was just like, I guess, trying to get some insight or mentoring from somebody else to see exactly which route would best fit us, because in the DMV
intersect real quick. I have the perfect answer, and it somewhat goes along with what dude was saying. Like, to me, you know what I'm saying, like, I think artists, they got it kind of twisted, you know what I'm saying? And I say this on Twitter a lot. Like, you get more by sending your music to people that you don't know, as far as, like, the consumer, your direct consumer. You get more feedback and more thought-provoking ideas and stuff like that from them than you would trying to send it to a music exec. And the reason I say that is because we listen to the streets. We go to showcases. We go to different events. We buy mixtapes on the low. We don't tell y'all we do, but we buy mixtapes from the flea markets and so forth and so forth. And I should be able to go into to the D.C. area and be able to ask Quicksilver or CeeLo or any of the DJs that I know up that way who is the hottest cruise or the hottest DJ or the hottest rapper or hip-hop artist in the city right now, and they should be able to run your name. If they're not running your name, then that means that you still got work to do. That don't mean you're not hot. That just means you still got work to do, because there are DJs in your city that you have to make sure that you have a relationship with. And I'm not talking about bugging them all night to play your record. I'm talking about being cordial, introducing yourself, getting the contact, staying in contact, and utilizing the resources that you have right there in front of you. Because, again, to me, D.C. is an untapped market, and that's why I feel like there is something I have to do to try to open it up a little bit. You know, me being from the city, me being from that area, you know what I mean? I got to figure out a way, which brings us to this Leaders of the New Cool. But even if you didn't go to, even if you couldn't perform at the Leaders of the New Cool, there's an opportunity for you to go there and network with somebody, you know what I mean, that may be able to help you get on the next one. I'm saying, so I think a lot of artists get it twisted. Again, they try to give everything, they want the execs to hear all their music. man, we ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? But if you putting your stuff out in the streets, like old boy said, give it to the streets, take it to the hood, you know what I mean? And you know, you got the right, you know, D.C. is right on the verge of popping over. You know what I mean? But something is missing. And I think some of it is, you know what I mean, you know, some kind of crazy mentality they got up that way where, you know what I mean, they don't want to support each other. See, the difference between the South. The South,
I'm sorry,
they support each other, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interject, but because I'm in the DMV, but I'm from New York, but you know what I'm saying? But I live in the DMV, and what I've noticed, you know, I get a lot of, you know, love. And mind you, I do internet radio out in the DMV, so you expect more DMV cats, but I got cats from all over, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I've dealt with a lot of the major people from the DMV, but it's hard if you're not commercial radio. Then on top of that, cats over here don't try to show each other love. They trying to cut
exactly.
each other through.
Exactly.
You go, and it's not even, I can't even say it's just the DMV. I see mostly like the D.C., Maryland area, because if I go to Baltimore, a lot of people from New York are in Baltimore. So I get a lot of love in Baltimore, and it's crazy. And you drive, you wonder if like Baltimore is still the DMV, because when you go to the D.C., Maryland, like Prince George's County area, everybody's cutting each other's throat. Everybody's
exactly.
not working together. The
exactly.
South, when you go down South, all of y'all is working together. The DJs working together and stuff like that to make stuff happen. That's the reason why the market is like that. That's the crazy
exactly.
part about it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my point. Like, y'all got an artist, Ballet, that the D.C. don't even fuck with. I'm trying to figure this shit out. For the life of me, I don't understand that shit. This nigga, I don't know the fuck where he's from. This nigga is really like the first nigga that's getting the looks that he been getting. Nobody from home been getting them kind of looks outside of maybe Rare Effin. But nobody else from home been getting them kind of looks from a hip hop kind of feel besides him. And instead of niggas embracing this nigga and be like, man, dog, I don't give a fuck what your music sound like. I'm fucking with you because you from home.
I'm gonna tell you, you know, I might have to tell you offline about, you know, that's a whole nother different situation. I'm gonna tell you why certain people don't deal with him, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, to each his own. I'm gonna tell you on the flip side. I'm gonna be neutral on my show though.
You can do that on your show, but that's an example. Down here, down south. These niggas could be beefing mm-hmm. with each other in the street, but let them be a video mm-hmm. shoot. Everybody's showing up. You know what I mean?
Everybody here, son.
And that's why it becomes such a big deal when they hear about niggas down here beefing with each other, because they don't understand that's a rarity. And real talk, it ain't nothing but competition. You know what I mean? These niggas not beefing with each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's just some competition shit that be going on. It may make one nigga pop off quicker or whatever the case may be, but at the same time, man, do a video shoot down this bitch, or let it be some major award show down here. Man, these dudes rocking together. You know what I'm saying? Everybody works in everybody's studio. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, you know, we don't go to that studio. Ain't none of that. Everybody work with the same producers. You know what I'm saying? They down here trying to get money, and that's the part that kind of evades that D.C. area, man. That these folks, you know, instead of working with somebody, you know, cats from home are ready to take yours. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate that it's that way, but I'm trying to help y'all see that it don't have to be that way. You know what I mean? And again, like even amongst, you know, some of the people that's helping us with the leaders of the new crew, like they tell them, like, man, Slim ain't told us nothing about this or whatever, whoop the whoop. I'm like, man, come on, y'all, like, we got to start somewhere, you know what I'm saying? We got to start helping each other out somewhere. That's why, again, I can't say this enough, that's why I feel like I have only been put in this position to do what I've been able to do, so I can go back and help some of the people that's back home realize, like, yo, bro, you know what I mean? Because as far as hip-hop, we not really on the map. R&B, we've been on the map. But hip-hop, we not really on the map. You know what I'm saying?
And
R&B, we've been on the map since Marvin Gaye. You know what I'm saying? But hip hop, we ain't really been on the map yet. You know what I'm saying? I've been a part of some movements in the DMV area. You know what I'm saying? Lost Generation. You know what I mean? I've been a part of some real movements, but as far as crossing over, it hasn't been done yet.
Man, sorry to cut you off. The lines is blowing up like crazy. I told the independent artists I went ham on Twitter, and they calling in like crazy. So, callers, we're going to make it real fast because also we're going to have Dame A&R from Def Jam Live on Lush Radio Online. If you're just joining us, we got the VP of Marketing for Grand Hustle Live on the line. Make your questions quick. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, what state. So we're moving on to the next person. 646, you're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yeah, 646.
Yeah, what's good? This is Dane. How you doing?
What up, Dane? How you doing, Dane? What's up with you?
I'm good.
That's what's good, man. So we have the A&R from Def Jam Live on the line, Dane. He's also on the line too, on Lush Radio Online. So I guess we're just gonna knock out both of y'all too on the same line. So we got both of them, so y'all can ask them both questions. Dane, stay on the line with us. They're going to ask you some questions also, both of y'all. So I'm going to let them hit both of y'all at the same time. And we're going to wrap up my boy in a few, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. So we got another caller. Caller from the 646-500. You're live on the line on Lush Radio Online. We have your boy, Amir Boy, VP of Marketing for Grand Hustle. And we also have Dame A&R for Def Jam. State your name and where you calling from.
Peace. Yo, I'm calling from Harlem. This is Unknown, the Universal Element. I'm an artist out of New York. The New York area has been building my name up for a minute, but still dealing with some of these issues at hand. I definitely felt what your man was saying prior to this call that was just basically taken. I find that in my area, individuals really do not support the artists that they consistently say are great. As far as I'm concerned, I always get like all these great comments from people, like when I'm in the streets and when they check my YouTube, all this, that, and the third, but it doesn't translate to sales because individuals do not initially support one another. And we consistently have a bunch of people that talk about supporting, and even in what is considered the conscious community and this, that, and the third, because there's different realms of this hip-hop thing, individuals just consistently are talking. And I find that you can't really rely on anybody. You got to do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? And as far as, like, I mean, to quote Jay-Z, he said, look, I don't beg for help. You know what I'm saying? He basically said, you know, he tightened his belt before he begged for help. So I'm like, my pride and everything would not allow for me to do that. But that's my feeling on that.
My man, I'm sorry to cut you off, my man, but
yeah, I know
you don't. I need you to ask even one more question because the lines is like, crazy
no doubt,
right now.
No doubt. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, but I guarantee this. I'm going to do that, but I guarantee this, that the things that I got to say are worthwhile. You know what I'm saying? Definitely worthwhile. Yeah.
That's great, Petey, but can you ask them a question and we can get into that later?
Let me ask them a few questions.
Okay,
you
this for the VP of Grand Hustle, the marketing
great.
That does marketing, or Dame? Which one are you asking a question?
Okay. All right, my question for you is this. Primarily, what is the current thing that you find that is a necessity for individuals to make things better in regards to their opportunity of success in hip-hop right now as far as career moves as independent artists?
Well, coming from an independent label and working at a major, you know, a couple of major labels, I'm more impressed with the artist movement. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I like to hear about an artist before I even hear their music. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, you know, it's a couple of artists out there I can throw names around, but I'm used to hearing about them before I've even met them or heard their music. That's what I
mm-hmm.
like. You know what I mean? And prime example is a kid that we got, Meek Mills from Philly. Like, I hadn't even heard of him. I'm out on the road. Somebody called me, and I'm sitting there with Tip. He's like, yeah, y'all signed somebody from Philly? And I'm like, no. And I asked Tip, he's like, yeah, we signed a kid, Meek Mill. Then we went online, and he started showing me all this stuff. So it let it die down. I ain't really tripped. Tip went in, did his thing. But while he was in, my barber from Jersey, he keeps telling me about this kid named Meek Mill. He's like, man, this dude got that city on fire, whatever, whoop-de-woo, whoop-de-woo. So, again, I'm hearing his movement. Nobody, I ain't heard no music or nothing. Next thing I know, the kid in the studio, we introduce stuff, I hear music, I see what's going on, I put up music, I see the movement, I hear the movement. That's what I'm most impressed with, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, labels don't want, they're not really interested. I mean, the music is some of it. You got to be marketable. They want to be able to say, okay, 18-year-old females between 18 and 24, 18 and 34, are they going to want to see you? Bottom line, you know what I mean? You got to be able to make some money for them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So, you know, that for me, I like to see the movement. I like to see the entire movement before I even hear the music, because the music is the bottom part. Because nowadays you can see pretty much anything and get on the radio as long as it's got some kind of movement behind it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I want to ask Dame. Dame is joining us. He's an A&R for Def Jam. Dame, what's your response to that question? What are they looking for, what the gentleman just asked?
Well, really, I feel the same way, because anybody can make music. Anybody could rap. I mean, all you need is a writer, and you can market anybody. Basically, sometimes, if a kid can rap, it might not be worth the while to take him on board. And he's into all different other stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
the kid can get locked up the next day, and then all your money's down the drain. So basically, the market, you got to market somebody that's going to go all the way. And I don't know if people remember, but with the Biggie movie, you see how he kept on getting locked up. Puffy didn't want to deal with that. It's basically the same thing, but that's why I like dealing with R&B artists, to be honest with you, because you don't have to deal with the same bullshit as you deal with rap artists. They get in too much bullshit. They want to go get drunk. They want to do this and that, fuck with bitches, and get in a whole bunch of illegal bullshit. Like, I don't want to deal with it. That's why I fucks with Jeremiah, because I don't got to run behind him. He handles his own business. He handles it like a gentleman. But
okay,
there's some rap artists out there. Huh?
I said, no, that's what it is. No, that's what it is, because if you're just joining us right now, we told all independent artists to call in and basically, you know, talk. This is where you need to get a pen and a pad. They dropping jewels for you. We got the VP of marketing from Grand Hustle, your boy Amir Boy, and we also have your boy Dame live representing the New York area, you know what I'm saying, A&R for Def Jam. So, I mean, this is your time to ask your questions. I mean, both of you gentlemen actually made some great points on that, and I want these independent artists to take heed, because they sitting here, a lot of people just recording, but, you know, they need to know what these labels is looking at, because people are still chasing these labels.
Right,
man.
Now, most of the major labels, they're looking for somebody that keep on making consecutive sales, platinum albums. They don't want somebody that's going to make a one-hit wonder and leave. We don't need that. That's why Def Jam only fuck with platinum artists. Like, order with Def Jam, if you already have a buzz out already, have a bunch of BDS spins and rotations, you're not going to get signed. Def Jam is more of a sophomore album, more of a sophomore deal, because you come from an independent label, you come to Def Jam when you already got your buzz up. Or if you had a buzz up on the street and you're getting over a million views already. But a lot of people, they don't represent themselves right, because when your press kit, your EPK, whatever you send, that's represents you when you're not there. So if your press kit look like bullshit, I'm going to think your music is bullshit, because you're not here to represent yourself. When you send your EPK, and I don't see you as a person, I'm looking at what you sent me. But then there's a lot of times people have the money to present it right, so they send in the bullshit. It's best to take your time, do what you have to do, represent yourself right, than half-ass, because you might only have one chance.
That's real talk right there. We open up the lines again for people. Real quick, I wanna wrap up real quick with my boy Amir real quick. Amir, real talk, can you tell me some of the other new things that's going on with Grand Hustle, and put your information out there if people need to contact you? I still want you to still stay on the line with Dame also, so we can have this forum and stuff going on.
Yeah.
But go ahead
and
put that information out there for the people.
Well, presently, I think we still got the number one rap album of the week, B.O.B. is in stores. B.O.B., Adventures of Bobby Ray. You can definitely go buy that.
Also, AJ album, 10 Tones Down. You can go buy that. You can also follow myself on Twitter, Amir Grand Hustle. That's AMIR Grand Hustle. You can find Tip on Twitter, at Tip. We got a bunch of great beat business. You can find all of them on Twitter. You know, we got a Tip got an album coming out in August. We got a movie coming out in August. The clothing line of Cool. Jason Jeter's on Twitter. I mean, we got a gang of stuff going on. You know, shout out to everybody that's on Grand Hustle, because I'll be sitting here all day trying to say and remember everybody. The homie Lil Duval, we got the comedy going with him. Follow him on Twitter if you ever need a laugh. So we got a couple of things going on, man. And please, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, just keep rocking with us, man, because we ain't going nowhere.
That's what it is. And the final last thing I was going to ask you, your own company in general, just a quick, real quick synopsis and stuff, and then we're going to open up the lines again for the people and talk with you and Dame. You know, once again, you know, tell us about, you know, your company in general also, and what does it do and everything like that. Give the people a quick synopsis about that also.
My company is set up to do pretty much the same thing I do for Grand Hustle, get independent artists, you know, to get them airplay, whether it be mix show or rotation. And again, I'm choosy about the records that I work when it comes to that, because I need to feel some sort of passion about what it is you're doing or you're trying to do. And you know, for me, it ain't about the money. It's about trying to help you get somewhere where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? And my company is set up to do that. You know what I'm saying? I've set up, you know, I got great relationships across the country when it comes to radio. And that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm the radio guy.
That's what it is, man, and I definitely appreciate you. It's an honor, Amir, but can you still stay on the line with us? Because I know the independent artists got questions and stuff with you with Dame. So we're going to move on with Dame. You know, tell us, man, let the people know, you know, everything that you do for Def Jam and what, you know, inspired you to, you know, become an A&R. What was your road to where you are now?
First of all, I went to school. That's number one. I graduated from Oxford University. I got a master's in music business, master's in audio technology, and a master's in business management. So that's three master's. Don't think just because you see me out there popping bottles, I ain't got no education. You need education first. But besides that, I like music.
Hold up, let me give you something for that, fam. Let me give you something for that. I appreciate that. You said you went and got your education. I got to show you some Lush Radio love for that, man. I definitely support people going and get your education, so I definitely appreciate that. I'm trying to get my class on, but, you know, they playing around. But continue and stuff. We got them for you later. Continue your statement. All
right. As far as music, I love music. I mean, I always been into music. I play instruments. I write. I used to rap a long time ago. I make beats. I do everything. Like, music is my life. I love it. Like, I could listen to something and play it on a keyboard. It's nothing. I play flute, saxophone, drums, alto sax. I play it all. But basically, music, I want to be behind the music because I make more money that way. And I can relax because I have daughters, too. So I don't have to run around on tour and everything. But basically, what I want to tell people is you follow me at @JDame on Twitter, or you take down my email address. I give you my personal one. It's VIPDame@gmail.com. If I like your music or whatever, then I give you my job one, so I don't have my job email blowing up. But besides that, to all the artists out there that's trying to get it, you got to come correct, man, because it's getting harder and harder. And the longer it takes you to get on, it's going to get real hard. And you got to come with commercial music, man. You got to stop coming with all that shoot you, I hit you this, that. Nobody want to listen to that in the morning. And a lot of guys don't buy records. It's the females that buy the records out there. They go to Target. They go to Kmart. They go buy the real albums. And niggas do too, but I see a lot of dudes with bootlegs. I buy some bootlegs myself, but I'm not sure about the album. But I'll be real with you.
Oh, man. That's the shit we heard live on Lush Radio Online. For real. But, I mean, that's definitely the truth. One of the listeners in the chat room asked a question. They said for you and Amir, I'm going to start with you, Dane. What are the two keys to success for artists? Like, what are the two key success that you really need, that you really need to emphasize for these artists, you know, to be successful in the industry?
Oh, to me, if you believe in yourself, keep on doing it. Don't give up, because it's different A&Rs out there. Just because I don't like your music, that's my opinion. The other A&R right down the hall from you might like your music. So don't never give up on what you do. If somebody critic you, that's not to hurt your feelings. That's to make you get better. That's all it could be for. Because if I sound like this, I'm out to make it better. Come back with something better so I like it. And another thing, like I said, you got to represent yourself well, man. When you come to the office, don't come to the office in shorts, flip-flops, because that's how I'm going to look at you. Come to the office like you're ready to do business. Businessmen don't do work in flip-flops and shorts, man. Just because we dress like that sometimes don't mean you come to the office like that. Another thing, all that sleeping, man, only thing you get in your sleep is dreams. If you want to keep dreaming, do what you do. You got to wake up and make yourself work, man. Work hard.
Wow. That's some real talk right there. Amir, what are your two your keys to success for independent artists? Amir, you there? I don't know if we still got him on there. Amir, you there? Okay, we're gonna come back to Amir in a second. But like I said, okay, we're gonna come back to Amir in a second. But basically, like I said, if you're just tuning in right now on Lush Radio Online, we have the VP of Marketing for Grand Hustle, and we have your boy Dane, the A&R for Def Jam Live on the Line. So independent artists, make sure you get your questions together, because like I said, man, this is a real informational, very informative show today, and you need to get your pens and your pads, because I told y'all, we here to educate the people, man. Where else can you get this information from? They're not giving this stuff for free. They're not giving it for free. So we definitely trying to give this information so we can better, you know, your success in whatever you're striving to do in the industry. So definitely we implore you guys to call in right now at 347-826-7722. Amir, are you back with us, Amir? Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I got him. Amir, you there? Amir, you there? Okay. Okay, like I said, so the other question I wanted to ask you, Dane, was what kind of things do the artists have to come to you with when they're presenting their, you know, their product to you? What are the things that they need to have when they present their product to you at Def Jam?
You got to come with an EPK and a positive attitude. On top of that, is it's good to see BDS spins. The BDS spin is rotation play on the FM radio. If you have that, that's very good, because that shows that people want to listen to you, and we can track how many people listen to you and what do you do and your fan base. If you don't really have no BDS, it's hard to get signed. It's really hard, because that's like us jumping. That's like me putting money on you, and I don't even know who you are. Like, I'm just throwing money in the air.
Wow.
But, as far as the press kit, make sure, like I said, make sure it's presentable. I don't want to see a piece of shit press kit, because then I'm just going to toss it to the side. Because if that's the way you treat your work, then why would I think you do anything better as far as your lyrics?
Wow. You got to take heed of that. Amir, are you back on the line with us, Amir? I guess we'll see if we get him back. But we're going to open up the lines, Dame, okay? And let you
all
take
right.
Some questions from people, all right? I got a caller from the 412. State your name and where you're calling from, fam. You're live with Dame from Def Jam, A&R of Def Jam.
Yo.
412.
Yeah, it's
yep.
Me. I'm just, like, I'm tuning in. Like, I'm actually a signed artist, you know what I mean, on Amalgam Digital. You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening.
You don't have any questions for Dame right now?
Hold on. My man, hold up.
Right now,
I'm just listening. I'm just listening. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. That's what's up, fam. All right, listen. That's what it is. We appreciate you for listening, fam. We got a caller from the 562 live on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from. You're live with the A&R of Def Jam. Dame, what up?
What's good, fam? Let's see, man. I'm calling. How you doing,
man?
I'm good, fam. I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
Okay, that's what's up.
Nothing, chilling. I was trying to give you some advice. Basically, like, do you think, you know what I mean, as an up-and-coming artist, is it good to focus on, like, you know what I mean, singles or a whole mixtape?
Focus on, you can do both, but make sure they're commercial songs, something that people want to listen to. And make sure they have music of the time. When I say of the time, like right now, we got a lot of party music going on. Don't right. rap about something else. Now, I mean, you got to be able to switch your styles and be versatile. You can't rap about something that's of yesterday or in the future. You got to rap about something that's now, because people don't look at it funny until you get up that time. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I dig you.
And also, you need commercial songs. You need something that people could. And another thing, even if you can't do a commercial song, my dude, rap about stuff you know about. I hate people that rap about stuff they don't know about. Because when you rap about stuff you don't know about, it's hard to rap about it because you know nothing about it. You might make yourself sound stupid. Like people that rap around G4s, Lambos, you fuck around and say something you don't even know. You never been in a Lambo. You know what I'm saying? You sitting and talk about turning the key. Lambo's got no key. You hit a button in a Lambo. How you want to turn the key? And people sitting there laughing at you think you made a hot song.
Wow. That's real talk right there, man. You never lied about that, Dane. Go ahead, Dane.
As far as niggas that rap about selling drugs, man, if you want to rap about it, at least did it once or twice in your life, man. Don't rap about a key and add up the wrong numbers. Now you sound like a dickhead of drug dealers. Like, you got to rap about stuff you know about. When you rap about stuff you know about, it comes to you. It's not hard to come to you. You can write a song in 5 minutes because you already know about it. You already know what to do. You already know what it's about. You already know the ins and outs. It's easy to rap about. People that take time to write a song like 3-4 days, they rap about shit they don't know about. I don't even want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's real talk. It is a lot of fraudulent cats out here that are rapping about stuff that they don't know about because they're trying to follow suit. But it is the truth, Dane. You never lie. Dane is going in tonight on Lush Radio Online, for real. A&R Def Jam, we got another caller from the 202-528. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Speak your peace. State your name. Where you calling from?
Yo, that's me. That's Amir. I had fallen over. I was on the whole time. I just couldn't. I guess you got to hit a connection on your side, right?
No, I guess the other number that I thought was yours might have been the wrong number.
I thought it was the same for a sec, man. I got a couple of dead spots down here in the A, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Amir, you want to, that question that they asked earlier about, you know, the keys to success. You want to answer that one for the people?
Yeah, most certainly. I think he hit it right on the head, though. You know, don't let anyone, you know what I'm saying, talk you out of your game, not even me or somebody like him. And like you said, just because we don't like it don't mean the next man won't. And then also, you know, work hard, man. Like, you know, don't think that T.I. just wake up in the morning and he put an album out. It don't work like that. Cuzzo works extremely hard, and I've been around a lot of artists in my life, and all the ones that I know that are successful and sitting at the top of the game, they work extremely, extremely hard. And if you're not prepared to work extremely hard, go join the army. Get out of this game. Don't even fuck with it.
That's very true.
Because the people that are in it, even the people like myself, and I know you, Dame, even like we work extremely hard. It ain't even like, you know, it's not, it's second nature to us. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not in this to work, and again, I speak on your passion. If you're not in this, whether you're a rapper, producer, you know what I mean, engineer, you know, promotions guy, whatever, if your passion does not drive you to wake up in the morning and get back to the hustle, then please exit door left. For real. Because this ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I put on Twitter the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I put on Twitter, I said, you know, if you trapping, if you doing all this trapping, when do you do any rapping? And if you doing all this rapping, when do you do any trapping? Because you can't do both. You're going to have to figure out what side of the game you're going to be on. Maybe in the beginning, you could probably jump out there like that. But once you start really getting into this shit, you're going to have to get one of them up. Real talk. Because it ain't enough time in the day to do both in this game. You know what I'm saying? If you either you are 100% rapper
or you're a 100% trapper.
That's very true.
And you know what you guys, the statements that you guys actually just made just now is definitely proves itself evident, because when we've had several, rappers on the line, they've stated that. Basically the fact that, you know, the struggle between, oh, am I going to be on the block or am I going to be 100% in music? And you can't do both. There's no way in hell you can do both. So either you're going to put 100% in the music or 100% in being in the streets. And, you know, if you get in the streets, you know the consequences behind that. And most of us getting older and, you know, we trying to do what we got to do to survive. Ain't nobody trying to do no biz no more for real. You know what I mean?
If you trapping and you rapping at the same time, you are snitching yourself.
Exactly.
Because you got to the radio too.
Exactly. And I want to touch on one other thing you said, Dan. You was talking about how, you know, the females are the ones buying the records, and the females are also the ones that listen to the radio stations. You think, you know, like you said, if you can't make a commercial record, you know what I mean? But think about what females like to hear between the ages of 18 and 35, and I'm going to even take it a little step further, 18 and 54. Think about what females like to hear and what they like to do and try to make a song that's fitting. It don't necessarily got to have an R&B song or feel to it, but just think about your hooks, your melodies, and things that make females say, damn, I like that record. You know what I'm saying? Even after the first, because females, if they hear something one time and they like it, and they will go and support it if it's dope to them. You know what I'm saying? Now, a dude, he might hate on you, and like you said, he might go get the bootleg. But a female, if she hear it on the radio, more than likely she want to go buy the CD so she can listen to her on her own time. You know what I'm saying?
Because
females, they
want to look through the album. They want to look at the album cover. They want to look at the pictures. They want to read who wrote the beat. They want to look at anything. They want to see if you got your shirt off. Females do it. Niggas ain't going to do that.
Radio caters to females, most radio stations. Only radio stations that cater to males is talk radio and sports radio. Every other radio station, even the country format, they cater to females 18, 34,
18, 54.
It ain't even.
And that's I even got my grandma singing birthday sex. That's real.
Exactly.
That's real talk. And you know what, people, if you're just joining us, once again, to reiterate, to let you guys know, right now you have two gentlemen, prominent gentlemen, doing their thing in the industry, very intelligent, wonderful men, both dealing in business. You have Amir Boyd, a VP of Grand Hustle, and you also have Dame, A&R of Def Jam, and we're discussing about things that the industry and the record labels are looking for nowadays, because a lot of you guys are still trying to, you know, get, you know, signed to the major label and stuff like that. So they're giving you the ins and outs right now. And in regards to what they just stated in regards to the females, me, myself, being a female, as a female, I look in detail. We're more into the details of every little thing than men are. Men are like, all right, it's an all right song. You know, I'm going to go ahead and get a bootleg, or I'm going to go online while I do whatever, try to get whatever. But, I mean, females, really, if they really want something, they go after it. And then if you look at the statistics of commercial radio, when they do their statistics, majority of the people that are listening are single mothers or mothers that have children, or they're teenagers. So majority of the people that are listening, if you look at the statistics, you can go online and Google, majority of the people that are listening to commercial radio are females. That's why you guys are like, oh, well, all the songs is about ladies, because ladies buy music.
They buy music. I mean, you ain't even really got to do that. Get on no Google or nothing. All you got to do is listen to a radio station for a day, for about 45 minutes, and listen to the radio stations that allow people to call in. And the majority of the people that call in are going to be females. They at work. You know what I'm saying? Or little kids once they get off of school. Or before they go to school. Or in the morning they calling on their way to work. So just listen, and you can see it. You can see your demos right there in front of your eyes. You got to make music that they can feel, that they can relate to. You know what I'm saying?
I know some females that bought two albums just because they don't want to open one, and they had the other one playing because they don't want to scratch the other one up.
Exactly.
That's how females are, though.
Exactly.
That's real stuff right there. We're going to open up the line again. We got another caller. I think this is the Chi-Town 773. 773, you're live with Dame, A&R of Def Jam, and Amir Boyd of Grand Hustle, VP of Marketing. 773, you're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from.
F million now. Hello? Hello?
Hello, we can hear you, 773.
Hey, what's going on? It's F million now from Chicago.
Okay,
hey,
what's up, Jack?
What's good?
Yeah, I'm just listening in, man, to the call, man. Just trying to get some knowledge or whatever, man. Whatever y'all was dropping, man. I ain't really have nothing you know, real good to say, but just, man, just keep doing what y'all do, man, and I really appreciate it. It's an outlet like that, you know, out there for young guys just trying to get into the game, you know what I'm saying, to kind of listen to and get jewels from, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I appreciate you, man. I like to look at it as if I'm trying to help somebody, you know what I mean, like every day. Like, if I could just change one person's thinking, then I feel like I done did my job for the day, you feel me? And I think that a lot
right.
of people got it so twisted up that they don't even realize that, man, like, you don't have to be the rapper. You don't have to be the producer.
Right.
You don't have to be the writer. You know, every artist needs a lawyer. Every artist needs a manager. Every artist needs a dentist. Every artist needs a personal assistant. And it's money, billions of dollars in all of this stuff. It's just that people have to, you know, I think, you know, again, you know what I'm saying, nobody – wants to play the background. I knew when I got into this business what role I wanted to be in. I knew I didn't, again, I knew I couldn't rap. I knew I couldn't sing. I knew I ain't had none of that going on for me. But I knew that I was going to be in this business, and I knew that the role I was going to play, and then I said I was going to be the best at it. You feel me? So I think that if nothing else, if I'm telling an artist who's really on the fence of whether he should be an artist or a manager, and, you know, he done tried again, I mean, I'm not saying give up, but just look at some things, and sometimes you got to step out of a situation to see more clearly, and maybe you can see, well, damn, I don't have to be the rapper. I know a gang of rappers, I can go be their manager. I know a gang of DJs, I can go be their manager. You feel me? And it's money in all of it.
Yo,
and that's
another thing, if you're in the whole thing, if you want to rap and shit just for money, and you're not in it for the love, stop. Because you're not going to go nowhere just trying to rap for money. Because you ain't got no love for it. You got to love what you're doing. Because you ain't going to really do it. If you at McDonald's, you don't like working there, are you going to work there right? You're not going to do it right.
And that goes to anything in this business. If you don't love music, if you don't have no passion for this music, man, and if you can't tell me who Eric B. and Rakim is, man, come on. Find something.
Now, I know,
real talk.
I know some rappers that don't even know what an EPK or BDS is.
And they need to hang it up. They need to clock out. You don't know what BDS, and you don't know what Media Base is, and you don't know what a monitor radio station is versus a non-monitor radio station, or you don't know what a call letter is. Y'all need to clock out. Real talk. This ain't for you. Like, that's just like a doctor going to be a doctor and don't know, you know, what a needle is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be in this game, you got to be in it. You can't be halfway in it. That's the same thing I was saying about trapping and rapping. You got to be all in, because it's some shit in this game that nobody going to give you for free, that you're going to have to go out and learn by yourself, and the only way you're going to get it is if you dig down deep and get this shit, you know what I'm saying, on your own.
And another thing I want to say is I see a lot of artists every day passing up bills just because they ain't get the right amount of money. What you do is you can take that bill and you can make it work. Once you have something, you have nothing to argue about. That's what y'all need to understand. If you present a bill and you don't want to take that bill because it's not the right amount of money, and you love the music, all right. But if you're taking it because you just want more money, you can make your money in the long run. It don't come that easy. When I started working at Def Jam, I was an intern. I had to work my way up. And money don't come easy at all, because nobody just don't want to give away money. Especially during a recession. And money's hard right now. Another thing is, at the time that you're presenting your deal, take your deal if it works out for you. No, some people, I see a lot of managers getting money hungry, and they passing up on their artists. Their artists be real good, but their managers ain't getting the money they want, so he pass up that deal.
artist.
Mm.
It's for your manager to have your best heart and interest, man. For real.
They dropping some real jewels, so, I mean, if y'all got a pen and a pad, then I feel sorry for you. But, you know, you can always listen to archives, man. This is Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you need, man. And we support, and these are the people that, the A&Rs, the VPs, these are the people that do the hard work behind the scenes. These people don't become superstars without these people. So we bring in the shine, and they telling you the ins and outs because they know. They've been in the grind. You understand what I'm saying? So we giving you the people that's telling you the truth on what you need, because I don't know what some of these cats is wrong running around like they blind, like they don't see what's really going on, and I don't want cats stepping into this industry if they don't know that you got to have a thick skin, because this game right here is serious, and it will destroy you if you ain't ready.
I got some more I want to say, too. Oh, go ahead, man. I just wanted to say, I could sit and talk about this shit all day, but I just want to say too, that your team is important. Whoever you have on your team is important. That is just as important as you being a dope rapper or you being a dope producer or dope DJ. Your team is important too. If you got a whole bunch of people around you, you know what I'm saying, that don't really see the value in you getting up early to go do early radio or you stand to go holler at DJs, whatever, then you got to get a new team, because your team is going to be as strong. They supposed to make sure that you don't fall. You know what I mean? When you about to hit the ground, they supposed to be right there to catch you. You see what I'm saying? So you got to have a team of people, and it don't have to be no entourage. There's a difference between a team and an entourage. An entourage don't have no purpose except just show people that you got numbers. But I'm talking about your manager, your personal assistant, your VP of promotions, your A&R. You know what I mean? All of them supposed to work as a team and help spin that wheel. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that wheel is spinning. Because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, you as an artist, there's certain stuff that you shouldn't even have to worry about if your team is on point.
That's the truth. That's the truth, man. And I employ all of you MCs, artists in general. It doesn't matter. You can be rhyming all day in the booth. That doesn't matter. How strong is your team? How strong is your business? And on top of that, some of y'all cats ain't even registered with ASCAP or BMI and stuff, and you're putting your music out there. Some of your music ain't even copyrighted. What's really going on? And if you want to spend all the money out your pocket to go and wear a big old, midget on your neck, like I tell you all the time, then you can go and invest in yourself, pay your publicists, pay your VPs, pay your people that's on your team. If you can smoke and drink all day, you can pay your people. Don't say, oh, I'm beating, stuff like that. Pay your people. And on top of that, go and incorporate your business, okay? Because that tax write-off at the end of the day is nice, for real, because I know.
I know. Luda got a verse on one of his songs. Luda got a verse on one of his songs where he talk about he started his own company so he could cut himself his own check. Like, that's real spit. That's real spit. Go register. Go get an LLC. You know what I'm saying? Go get an incorporation, however you feel. But go get something and start something, man. Like, start somewhere. It's more to it than the music, y'all. Again, I can't say this over. I'll say this over and over again. I can't say it enough. This is the music business. This is the entertainment business. They don't play. The labels don't play with that shit.
Another thing for y'all artists, man, at these showcases, man, when y'all go to a showcase, I don't want to see you grabbing your dick. I want to see good stage performance. And that's not you sitting there doing the Jay-Z wave your hand back and forth. And if you got a hype man on stage, man, make sure he's more hype than you. If you more hype than your hype man, what sense of having it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, as far as your entourage, man, and the people behind you, make sure you got people with you that's going to back you up and believe in you. If they don't believe you and they just here for money, it don't make no sense of having them there.
Right.
If they ain't going up to these stations trying to get you put on, they're not working for you like they really supposed to be working for you, don't have them there just because you don't want to cut them off, man. They fucking up your money, for real.
Yeah, I
had a dude coming to Def Jam about a week ago, and he didn't want to do nothing. Like, basically, the artist is talking more than the manager. Like, for what? You the manager.
Right. You the manager.
Now, the manager didn't know nothing about his
spins, his fan base, his YouTube, no nothing. Every time I ask his manager something, he say, well, ask him. That's not a manager you want to have because you're paying him for nothing. He's there for money.
Yeah, he's there for money. Yeah, see that homeboy shit? That shit, like, that shit don't really work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't really work. Like, you got to find somebody that's going to really represent you. And again, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be managing yourself. Like, real talk. A man that manages himself has a fool for a client. I mean, real talk. So you don't, it needs to be to the point where you've got somebody that's managing you. Like, you already going to think you dope. But your manager's supposed to feel like he got that crack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
He's supposed to be able to represent you to the fullest because he might see some shit that you might not even see. You know what I'm saying? So if you're an artist, you know what I mean, you need to have representation from somebody that you feel like is going to have your back totally 100%. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You hear about artists firing managers and all that kind of shit all the time. And it may have to do with several different things. But to me, that shows a little bit of inconsistency. You know what I'm saying? When you got one artist and been through six, seven different managers, like, that shows a little bit of inconsistency. But at the same time, they know what they want in a person. You know what I'm saying? But if you got somebody that's riding with you, that's been riding with you, when you went to jail, when you came home, when you went back to jail, and you came home again and still was able to hold that shit up, man, you need to keep them around. You know what I'm saying? But you don't necessarily have to be their friend. You know what I mean? You don't. That ain't like Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson wasn't friends. They got it in though. They won rings. They didn't give a fuck about being friends. They got it in. You know what I'm saying? Phil Jackson and Kobe, they not friends. You don't see them. They probably never been to each other's house. But guess what? When it come to playoff time, they putting the playoff mask on and they going to get them rings. So just think about all that shit. Everything is really already presented to y'all. You know what I mean? All this information that we give y'all, you can go online and find this shit. You know what I mean? Or it's been done before.
And not even just that, the reason why I created this outlet with Lush Radio Online to inform the independent artists is because I'm just tired of them going over there and just getting in messed up situations. But on top of that, artists, stop being lazy. The World Wide Web is free. Go online and research. Get the information you need. You understand what I'm saying? Because nobody's going to give it to you, and I keep telling you guys that. Real quick, we're going to go to a quick song by Jay Hood, and we're going to come back. We're going to open up the lines again for some more questions. They definitely dropping some jewels. And Dane, when I come back, I want you to tell us some of the artists that you're working with over there at Def Jam and what's new going on in Def Jam also. Okay, Dane? When we come back.
All right.
That's what live. On Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you
the streets can't stop playing, hood turn it up. It's your turn, my nigga, you gotta burn it up. Get the guap while you can till you run it up. And that's what I'ma do, turn it up. I'ma turn it up. First off, allow me to set the record straight. Anytime I step in the booth, I regulate. On my team suite, I need hella cake. You like a pair of J's from 28, very fake. Always with a dime, but I don't carry chains, though. She ride shotgun and blow me in a Range Rover. Hard body flow, real hip-hop. Stop singing, run up on me, I'm I've been ill before the cap and the fab song. Short, skinny, but artillery mad long. Get your laugh on, I get your stash gone. How them jack boys run up on you with the mask on. Body bag of beats in the track to the morgue. Been killing shit, send the instrumental to the low. A pro that's active, damn, you need training. Stop fronting, my nigga, you ain't no major deal, but still the niggas idolize. I dream of being better than wake up and apologize. I got a bad bitch, I mean, my bitch bad. Haters mad, she out to meet it like a city cat. Gucci and Fendi bag, what's a Chanel head? Got whole money now, that's stale bread. My bars is blazing, swag is amazing. That's why they hating, my nigga, this shit. The streets can't stop playing, hood turn it up. If you turn, my nigga, you gotta burn it up. Get the guap while you can till you run it up. And that's what I'ma do, turn it up. I'ma turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Man, it's shit.
bunked up, 5'7", but I walk with them sweat too. Shorty said, you rat, why you be riding with a scale, boo? Cause I hold weight, got long cake, higher than a coke cat that snipped up a whole ace. Bottle of yak, got a nigga said he drinking. Kush got me stanking, man, this shit. The judge act bad, my lawyer beat the case. My hoes box pink like Jerry Springer face. I got that white girl, on that white girl. Don't let her look fool you, little mama type girl. And I beat it right, I mean, eat it right. She said she left a man because he ain't treated right. We'll see tonight to ride me, you don't need a bike. My joint hanging in my sex game. I'm saucy.com, I'm still a block down. Not only can spit fire, I can make a hot song. My bar super dumb, flow super hard. My click ain't too bright, got a super squad. I can scoop your broad, boy, don't get me started. E.D., believe me, I will pull your card. The game is full of frauds, refuse to be ignored. My name ringing and this shit hit. The streets can't stop playing, look, turn it up. If you turn, my nigga, you got burned up.
Coming to the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. Giving you what you want, what you need. Lush Radio Online. We always doing this for the people, the people's voice, man. And we got two of the hottest dudes right now live on the line dropping. I'm talking about serious jewels, so you better get your pens in your pad. And we going raw, really raw, because they going in. We got Amir Boyd, VP of Grand Hustle live on the line. And we got your boy Dame in off Def Jam. So come with your questions and come correct, because if you ain't, we going to hang up on your ass on Lush Radio Online, man. Let's go back to my boy Dame and my boy Amir. What up, baby?
What's good?
That's what it is. And the song you guys just heard, that was Jay Hood right there, Turn It Up. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for my boy Murder out of Lazy K Productions. I think he got a question for Dane. Murder, what up? You there? All right, we're going to come back to Murder in a second. I think he's on the line. We're going to come back with Murder. We got a new caller, from the 540. State your name and where you calling from, babe. 540. I guess you're just listening. We move on to the next one, like Jay say. On to the next one. So,
That's some lazy rappers right there.
y'all gotta ask y'all questions, man. I'ma go back to my boy over here, the 857, you're live on Lush Radio Online. You got a question for Dame from Def Jam.
What's good? You know it's your boy Bugsy showing that love as always.
What up, Boston? What's good, Bugsy? What's good?
You already know. Still in the process of the mixtape. That's why I called in, man. Salute to the two top men doing their thing. You know what I mean? I've been listening. My question came up to that second half of which I was talking before we just went to the break. You know what I mean? As far as the team go, you know what I mean? Like, it took about 2 years to weed and see, but, you know what I mean? The whole team's there. As far as, like you said, like, you know, VPs and certain things like that, you know what I mean? But now, like I said, it's mixtape time. But my whole deal is, like, how do I get it now? Like, I'm not struggling, but debating with the tracks, like, Do I go hard with the team, or do I get more of me but still have the team there? You dig what I'm saying?
Yo, it's kind of hard if you ain't got the money like that. That's one thing. Because I get a lot of people that say, yo, everybody manages usually a drug dealer, and they be paying the stations and all this. That's not true, my dude. Like, you can find ways to get it without doing illegal shit. Like, if you put people to your team, you get sponsors, my dude. You get sponsors with money. And say once you get put on, you're going to give them a certain amount of percentage back. It's other ways to do. It's ways to make money without using money. It's always ways to make money without using money. Even if you got to grind hard for it or get a little part-time job. But it don't succeed to do illegal shit. Because you can sell, you can pay to get your BDS spends, you can pay to get this and that. But once you get put on and all that shit come back up to you, you did all that shit for nothing, man.
Mm-hmm. I think
what you're saying, but it's not the money. You know what I mean? It's It's more like, you know, like a couple of people have been waiting for the mixtape for a while, but I told them I had to get things together. My whole deal is for the public view, you know what I mean? Is it going to be too much to say, well, damn, this is his first official joint, and he just got like 15,000 other tracks with the whole team. We really ain't getting enough of him to hear what he's about. You know what I'm saying? That's what my thing is.
Well, I think in that point, where you need to figure it out. Like, you got to, like, some of this stuff comes from your gut. You know what I mean? Like, some of this stuff comes from your gut feeling. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to feel what's right with some of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, all right, you got, let's say you got 20 songs with you and your partners. All right, how many songs you got that highlights you, though? Even in them songs, that highlights you and who and what you about. And if it's your mixtape and not your movement's mixtape, then, you know, pick your battle. You know what I'm saying? You got to let niggas know, okay, all right, this ain't making a mixtape. This ain't making a mixtape. I'm going to put a couple more songs on here that feature me to show me what I'm doing, since I'm the artist. I'm the head of the movement. And then, you know what I mean, slowly put them in. Like, again, all this has been done before. Look at Jay-Z. You ain't hear about nobody else. You may have heard about Memphis Bleak, but everybody else, you ain't hear till Dynasty. You know what I'm saying? You ain't know none of them until Dynasty came about. And that's when he brought everybody in. And even on that album, he featured some songs of him by himself. You know what I'm saying? But prior to that, really the only person you knew was Memphis Bleak because he was on the first joint. You know what I'm saying? But so you got, all this stuff has been done several times over. You know what I'm saying? Even with Tip, he certified mixtape. You know what I mean? It was a mixtape that was bought, that was put in Best Buy and everywhere else, and they sold units on. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Luda. He did the same thing, compilation album. That's where y'all heard the Georgia record from. That came from that album, that compilation album. You know what I'm saying? The record that the girl in this group had, that came from that compilation album. So you got to figure out what works for you. And, you again, you can feel that shit in the pit of your stomach when you're doing something right, man. When, you know what I mean? Same thing about a hit record. You know what I mean? Like programmers, and I tell programmers this all the time because I've been one before. You can feel a hit record. You can feel that shit in the pit of your stomach. You can know, okay, I got some heat right now. You know what I mean? And it feels good about it. So same thing. You got to carry that same kind of attitude into deciding what record's going to make your mixtape or what record's going to make your album or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got to do the same thing. And always talk about what you go through. Always talk about what you go through and who you are. That's the best thing to do on your first mixtape. Who man, you are, what you're here for, and what you're man. About. And keep that's it commercial. That's why Drake is killing him. That's why Drake is killing him, because Drake talk about shit that he talk about, that he been through, that he going through. He can't talk about being on the strip and selling dope and smacking hoes and doing all that shit, because he never did that. You know what I'm saying? But the shit that he can talk about is taking your bitch in the club because she all on my dick or whatever, or popping bottles or whatever the shit. Like, he can talk about that kind of shit now because that shit happening to him. He can take another bitch from the club now. But check this, too. Yo, even if you used to do or selling drugs or whatever, you can always make that shit commercial. Look at Jeezy. He made Jeezy. His bad life made the commercial shit. And it don't matter. It don't necessarily have to be about cars, money. If you notice, from the time Jeezy came out, he was talking about selling this, selling that, trap this, trap that. And then when he started getting money, he started talking about the cars and the lavish life because he started getting it. Right. It's only what you go through. You got to talk about your life, man. Because if you don't talk about what you go through, it's going to be real hard.
But you know,
that's why people like Reasonable Doubt so much. That's why people like the Reasonable Doubt album so much, because Jay was talking about the shit that he was going through at that part of period of his life when he was out there in that world, and they was paying for their own yachts and their own videos and all that, and they wasn't even signed to Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? They was out there doing all that stuff on their own, and he was talking about that. Now, he's talking about watches that only like five people in the world got, because he may be one of them five people that got them.
But you know what? The thing is also is with these artists relating to their audience. Like, you know, and the same thing when I stated earlier, you know, in regards to relating to the audience, like, a lot of people, like, you got some people, like, even with Michael Jackson, say God rest in peace, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson did some songs that were so beyond this time period, people ain't even understand it yet. You know, now as we get in, like, the 2000s, we understanding what he was talking about in his songs, right? But, you know, he still was, you know, an ultimate all-around artist. But, see, for this time and age, we're dealing in popular culture. So we have to be able, just like a person like an LL Cool J or a Nas or a Jay, you have to be able to adapt with time, not changing who you are, but be able to grow in time and be able to adapt. Because if you're not able to adapt, then you're not going to be able to make it. And also on top of that, when you guys were talking about teams, you see the same thing with Jay-Z. Jay got himself on. After he got himself on, he brought in his whole team one by one. Same thing with 50. 50 got on, he brought his team. Same thing with Eminem, brought his team in. The thing about it is everybody wants to be a chief where the Indians at. You understand what I'm saying? And people need to start being, you got to learn how to be a soldier before you become the general. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people is out here running around. They want to be the boss of your stuff. But at the end of the day, you are the steam engine in order to move everything. Because if you're not there, how are they going to move? Okay? Because you see the plan. You got the plan set. So what they got to do is invest in you, get you where you need to be, and you can pull them along.
Put it like this, yo. If your whole team is moving left.
We're getting an echo. Go ahead again. I don't know if somebody's in a different area or something.
Yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's that talking right here?
That's Amir.
Okay. I don't know if I'm getting an echo from you. Talk again, Dane.
Yeah, what's up?
Are we getting an echo? Oh, I think I'm getting an echo from you, Amir. Amir, I'm getting an echo from you.
Everybody good now?
No, we still getting an echo.
All right. You still getting an echo now?
No, you're good now. You're good. Oh, we echo again.
Man, it's fucked up. It's sounding crazy.
It sounds crazy, right?
Like I was saying, though, if your whole team moving left and you got one nigga moving right from the get-go, it's better just let that nigga move by itself, because the more money come involved, it's going to cause more problems between you and your whole team. So to tell niggas so well, farewell, whatever you got to tell them, I hope you do well. That's it. Peace.
That's real talk. You never lied about that, Damon. Some people, you know, some people can't deal with that, but that's the truth. At the end of the day, no friends in this game. There's no friends, no homies. No, this is my peoples. Forget that. I'm sorry. This is business. It's business at the end of the day, and people need to start living life emotionally and really see what reality is that you got to conduct yourself in a business manner. And when you're dealing with corporate America, you think they're going to care if you they homie or not? They'll fire you in the quickness. They'll be like, oh, John, you know, I want you to say hi to Martha, but, you know, today you're fired. Pack your things and go. But I'm going to be over your house to get the cookies. They don't care about that.
That's how it is. It's a cutthroat deal. It's a cutthroat business all through it. You just got to do what you do and do it your best and have your team members with you that strong. You can't have no weak links on your team, because your weak link will always run off and try to get his own bit of money. I've seen managers book people, and the artist knew nothing about it. The artist was never going to show up, but he booked them just to get extra money, and they made the artist look bad. You can't have shit like that on your team.
Wow.
And that's what a signed artist.
Wow. Real quick, not to deter, Dane, tell us some of the artists you're working with right now with Def Jam, and tell us what's new and what's going on with Def Jam.
I work with Jeremiah, Neo, Players Circle. I did a little bit of things with Luda. What's going on with Def Jam right now? Right now, we trying to bring some of the artists that we got already out. Cause we got a lot of people sitting on a label that really is just sitting there, and we need a lot of people out. We just got a little budget over from Universal, so we just trying to bring the people out and try to get our own artists popping before we get some more people on our label, because we just building up artists and not bringing them out so far.
Yeah, because I know Def Jam has signed a lot of artists, like independent artists, like and some of them, you know, just been bench for a while and stuff, because I wanted to know what was that situation with that. So you guys are trying to push the ones you guys already have signed already for right now?
A lot of people, they get on the label. Well, you got to also remember, a lot of people don't just, they're not on the label. A lot of people have entertainment business under the label, distribution deals under the label. So everybody think just because they got Def Jam slash such and such, they're not under our label. They're their own entertainment under the label. Like say, for instance, with, what would I say? Like, all right, Rick Ross. Maybach Music. Mm-hmm. Maybach Music is not under the label.
Oh.
The people that work for Maybach Music is not under label. Only the official artist is under label, like Jules Santana. Skull Gang is not under Def Jam.
Oh.
People get confused and think that everybody that worked under that certain label is under them. It's not.
Yeah, we had that same problem. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we
had the same problem. Like, everybody think that everybody on our label is signed to Atlantic because Tip is under Atlantic. You know what I'm saying? Dro's Atlantic. B.O.B. is Atlantic. But Young L.A. is Interscope, and A-Ball MJG is E1. And we're trying to get in that Def Jam building. Holler at us.
Yeah, I'll take your number down. Well, you got my email address, right?
We'll get all that. I think they already published somebody up there, but we'll get it all.
You know what I'm going to do is after the show, maybe we'll do a three-way offline and stuff. And get those things popping so you guys can connect and do what you got to do offline and stuff. And if you guys are calling and listening, if you want more information, I can give you guys the information. Just hit me up at CEOLuxRadioOnline.com, and we can get that information to you, independent artists. That would definitely be a good merger to talk about.
Let me also explain, as far as lady labels and entertainment under the label, I had a question when somebody asked me, well, how do they pick what artist they want? It's like the best man wins. Like, say, as far as you said with Grand Hustle, Tiff, B.O.B. and all of them, they under Atlantic. The ones that didn't get picked, they didn't want them. So you can't deal with the ones, like, they're not under the label. They're still under Grand Hustle, but they're not under the label as far as Atlantic. As far as Def Jam, we could pick what we want from the entertainment. The entertainment, like, oh, man. As far as Maybach, what we want on there, we can pick who we want, but the people that we didn't pick, they're still under Maybach. They're not under Def Jam. As far as Skull Gang.
Okay, so the thing about it is that basically you're saying is that they're basically the main official artist, right, which Rick Ross has Maybach Music, which is his situation, but Rick Ross himself is signed to the actual label. But those other artists under him are not signed to Def Jam. They're just dealing with me.
That's like, say you had your own label, and make the label picked you up, like Def Jam or Bad Boy. They picked you up. So you started your little label that's getting distributions under Def Jam, but they're not signed to Def Jam. If you get fired, if they don't want you no more, your label, they're no more longer under that label. Y'all single label now. Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Like, as far as Skull Gang and Jules Santana, we have Jules Santana. Now, if we wanted Johnny Depp or anybody else on that label, we could get them. But as far as right now, they're not under Def Jam. Just Jules Santana is. Skull Gang is Jules Santana's own label.
Wow. See, this is some real information. See, a lot of these independent artists and then even some of the people that sign go around saying, you know, they signed to the actual label, but they're not. So this information that you're giving out right now, these independent artists need to know that, you know, so they're not getting funded by, like, okay, say, like, Rick Ross, Maybach Music. They're not, Def Jam is not funding Maybach Music. They're funding Rick Ross, but not Maybach Music.
Oh, now, don't get it wrong. They will fund them if they have a distribution deal through them.
Okay.
But if they don't, then they won't fund them. They're not funding every individual artist on there. Rick Ross will take his money, and he will Rick Ross get a check, and he will dispute it the way he want to dispute it. That's the way.
Okay. So the other question I got to ask you, when it comes to distribution deal versus, the actual deal signing as an artist, explain to these independent artists, when you do sign just a distribution deal, what does the label actually do for the artist? Explain that to them.
You want to answer that for them?
No,
I was doing something at the time, I didn't hear what you said.
No. I hope it was something good, but what I was saying to you was, Dane, can you tell them the difference between getting a distribution deal with a major label versus actually getting signed as an artist in general? When you do distribution with a major label, tell the independent artist what exactly the major label does for them.
Basically, distribution deals, they'll help put them out. That's it. When you sign to Def Jam, they will put you out, they will promote you, they will give you a check, they will give you advance, they will give you all that. When you got distribution, it's just like distributing. They'll put you in a store, such and such, and that's it. You won't get no check or nothing from them. You just get help with distributing your album.
Oh, okay. So this is to let you guys know, this is what it is, because some of you guys still don't know what you want to do and stuff like that. And Amir, you there with us, Amir? You want to add to some of the stuff that Dane said?
Yeah, I mean, distribution is just what he said. They take your music and put it in the stores, and that's it. That'll be your distribution deal. But it's a lot of different kind of deals out here nowadays, and some of them I'm fond of, and some of them I'm not too fond of. But it's almost like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yo, man, let him know about the single deal.
Tell them about the 360. Can you explain to tell the 360 deal to the people, because I know what the 360 deal is, but let them know, because you guys know the ins and outs. Tell them what the 360 deal is about.
Well, the 360 deal is set up so that the labels can make money off of you 360 ways, which is a circle. So really it's like and it's almost like they got to do it this way nowadays, because artists aren't getting, they aren't making a whole lot of money by selling records.
Are you going home?
I'm going with y'all. And they're not making a whole bunch of money by selling records. So in order for a label to invest in you, they have to see some kind of way where they can make the money off of you. And it comes down to your merchandising, it comes down to your shows, it comes down to your sponsorships. Any other way that you're getting money from a deal, they want it. And rightfully so nowadays, because nobody's selling records. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because back in the days, labels used to get fucked while putting their money into things and not getting no money from it.
Exactly. So it doesn't make sense for them to keep doing that. This way they protect their investment. And it's almost like they're going to go that much harder for you. Like, if you sign up to a 360, and trust me, I know, because one of our artists just went through this. B.O.B. wasn't always signed to a 360. I worked B.O.B.'s Haters record by myself. You know what I mean? Atlantic didn't give me but a whole lot of help on that. But once he signed at 360, they started kicking in and doing everything, and there you go. Now we got a number one record and number one album. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like you damn if you do, you damn if you don't. If you don't, then you'll be sitting on the shelf, and they'll get to you when they get a chance. If you do, they got more investment into you, and they really feel like, okay, we got to get him out here so we can get him some shows, so we can get some money back or whatever, and make our profit off of what we invested in. So it's almost, again, it's damn if you do, you damn if you don't. It's just the nature of the business. And even as an independent label, you should be thinking about signing artists to 360 deals, to be honest with you. Because if you own your own label and you sign an artist, he's going to need studio time, he's going to sit with engineers, and he's going to sit with producers. And at some point, that bill is going to be costly. So you might as well say to him, okay, you sign whatever records, you're going out here, you're spending money, you go do some shows, I need 10% of that. It makes sense. I mean, it's just the state of the business that it's in. I mean, hopefully, but again, you can arrange these 360s how you see fit. You know what I mean? A real artist or a real manager knows how to go in and say, okay, all right, we're going to sign this 360, but it's just going to be this or it's going to be that. And it's all about negotiating. So it should be a happy medium. It's just unfortunate that's the way the business is nowadays.
But these 360s are part of the game. You know, but it's, again, you damn if you do, you damn if you don't.
Try to
go on the Def Jam and tell them you ain't signing no 360 and you ain't never had no album out.
That's the truth. And you know what? I definitely got to say that it's an honor and a pleasure to have both of you guys on. And we want to have you guys on again because, I mean, people need this information. And I'm really, like, you know, honored to have you guys on. Question for both of you guys. Even though you guys are going so hard with the record labels and everything like that, what are some of your own personal desires, some of your personal, your own things that you want to do for, you know, for yourself in general, like with your own business and stuff, to take to the next level or in the near future? I'm going to ask Amir first.
Well, me, personally, you know, this is, I look at everything as a step. You know what I mean? This is a step. You riding with me too?
Yeah.
This is a step for me to go to the next level. And whatever that next level may be, I'm not totally sure at this moment, but at some point I want to, you know, at some point I want to have the luxury of, you know, being able to take my company to a next level where I'm the guy that, you know, when it comes to the South or different parts of the country, you got to come see me if you want to get a record plate. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the ultimate goal for me on a small scale with my own company. As far as with Grand Hustle, you know what I mean? I'm looking forward to, you know, B.O.B. doing great things. I'm looking forward to Tip doing great things. And I'm challenging myself to pop off another artist from Grand Hustle that people may not know of now, but at some point there'll be a household name. And get some things done and have fun. You know what I'm saying? I think if you're not having fun in this business, you should get out, because I know most of us that are in it, we're honored to be in it. And I know me, I've been doing this thing for about 10 and a half years, and since I've been in it, I haven't had a job. So this isn't a job for me. It's an adventure, and it's exciting. So, you know, those are some of the things I aspire for. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, I'm just blessed to be in it. And I hope as long as I'm in it that I can continue to make some of the money that I'm making, because I didn't get into this for money. You know what I'm saying? I knew that the money was going to come eventually. So, but now it's time to get checks.
That's what it is. Cut the check. My boy Dane, man. Tell me, what are some of your aspirations and stuff in the near future and stuff? The same question.
Well, basically, like Def Jam, like as far as working at a label, you can wake up tomorrow and be fine. That's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I set myself up for future. Like I own I got a franchise at Starbucks. I own one of the franchises. And I do other stuff. Like I got 2 barbershops. I got a beauty salon. I got my money in a lot of things. I invest my money in Apple, IBM. I do a lot of stuff with my money because my mother, she's in the stockbroking. And she always told me, don't worry about one thing. You always got to worry about what if this happened, what if that. So that's how I live my life. What if I don't work here today? What if I don't work there tomorrow? Like, how am I going to get money? Also, I have 2 little girls. But basically, when I got into the music, I wasn't worried about the music. I just wanted to... I got into it sort of for money, but then I always loved music before I got the money, so I just kept on doing it. And then one day while I was working, I was like, man, I'm tired of doing this bullshit. Let me take it more seriously. So I switched my major into music, and I started making more beats. I started selling them. Then my father, he grew up with Russell Simmons. They was next-door neighbors. Russell, Run, they were all next-door neighbors, and they're still friends. And he found out I was going to school for music, and he was like, yo, why don't you come intern? I was already a senior at that time, so I interned for 2 years. I worked my way up, and after that, I finally became an A&R. And that wasn't my goal. I wanted to make beats. I wanted to be behind the music. I didn't want to, like, be known like that, but being known just got gradually, like, people just started knowing me, started seeing me in malls, oh, what's up, you such and such. It happens that way. Now, I mean, you can't never make money without people knowing. But, I did it out of love. Like, I love music. Like, that's, I still want to make beats. I still want to rap. But me being an A&R, that's a conflict of interest. So that's basically my life sums it up.
That's what it is. Well, I'm definitely honored to have both of you gentlemen on the line. Real quick, man, put out that Twitter so people can follow you right now and chop it up with you. People, if you do hit up Dame, man, make sure you come in with some real stuff. Don't start, you know, throwing music on this timeline like y'all do me, because I'm just going to really have a pet peeve about that. But Dame, man, put that Twitter out there for the people, all right?
It was at J Dame. That's J-A-E as an elephant. And D-A-M-E. My email, like I said, I'll give y'all one of my emails. I have like 27 of them. VIPDame@gmail. That's the email so I can see what you have. After I see what you have, then I can move on to the next email. I don't got time to fill up my email box over bullshit. That's real talk, man. And y'all can have my, one of my numbers is 631. That's 903-1127. Y'all call me on that anytime. Text me on that. And please don't hit me up at no stupid time. If you're listening, you're from cross seas, please know your time zone. If you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to change my number on you.
Put that number out there again. Dane, what's the number again?
It's 631-903-1127. 631-903-1127. And the Twitter is J. J as in Joker, A as in Apple, E as in Elephant. D as in dog, A as in apple, M as in monkey, E as in elephant. That's J Dame and the VIP Dame at gmail.com.
That's what it is. I got to say, it's an honor. I salute you, man. And we hope to have you on again also. And my boy Amir, can you put out that information, the Twitter and all that information out there for the people too?
Yeah, you can hit me on Twitter. I'm Amir, A-M-I-R, Grand Hustle. All one word, Amir Grand Hustle on Twitter. My email is the same, at Gmail. And you know, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool to get me the music, but, like, I like for music to do what I call the boomerang. I like to hear it once and then wait for it to smack me in the back of my head. So you can send me all the music you want. But if I don't hear it out in the streets, or somebody else ain't putting it out there for me, or I don't see it on no mixtapes, or I don't, you know, read about it in a magazine, or you know, it doesn't smack me in the back of my head, then more than likely I'm not going to gravitate to it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, even independent labels, we're independent, but we have to think major, and we have to think about movements. You know what I'm saying? Like we said earlier, you know, the music, anybody can rap, anybody can sing. I need somebody that got a movement that's undeniable. So that's my email. My phone number, I'll put that out there. I don't care. Y'all call me, whatever. And if I don't answer, then leave me a text. Or, you know what I mean, it don't matter. But try to call me about some business. You know what I mean? If you got a check, call me. You know what I'm saying? My phone number is 202-528-1441. 202-528-1441. I don't mind putting my number out there, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to change my number because I got some partners that's locked up and I need them to know where I am when they get home. But y'all just call me about some business, man, like for real. Like, this is the music business. I need y'all to get in that mind frame. Like he said, businessmen don't go to work with shorts and flip-flops on. You know what I'm saying? Businessmen carry around checkbooks and briefcases and nice book bags if they got a book bag. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, call me about the business. You know what I mean? And you know, if you ain't got no business, then don't call me. Real talk.
Can I get a quick shout out from you, Amir? This is Amir Boyd, VP of Grand Lush, when I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Can I get that real quick?
Yep, you got it. Yeah, this is Amir Boyd calling from Grand Hustle. ATL's own Grand Hustle, and I'm shouting out Lush Radio. Let me do that again.
Yeah,
this is Amir Boyd from Grand Hustle, VP of Promotions, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Let's do it.
That's what's up. That was perfect right there. Love you so much. I'm gonna call you on the flip side too with my boy Dane, so y'all can definitely link up. Dane, can we get
a
quick?
I think I got his number. I'm not sure. 4248, right?
202-528-1441. 1441. All right. That's what it is. And Dane, can you give me a quick
job real quick, fam? Yeah, this is Dane, your boy A&R's Def Jam. Rocking with your girl. What's her name again? I'm not good with this public speaking. I mean, I'll...
You lucky. I love you, Dane, man. But it's Lush. You're rocking with Lush from Lush Radio Online. All
right, this is boy Dane, A&R Def Jam, rocking with your girl Lush at LushRadio.com. That's good.
I'm gonna beat Dane up.
How you gonna beat me up for? You know what? I'm gonna give you a personal visit. How about that? After I go to LA next week and I come back, I'll give you a personal visit. I'll take you out to Benny Hollins or something. Talk about Benny.
Let me make sure y'all tune in to what we got going on in DC, May 26th, Leaders of the New Cool. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Twitter if you need more information about it. Leaders of the New Cool for up and coming artists is a showcase of sorts. And it's going down at Liz. I forgot the address to live, but it's definitely going down May 26th, Washington, D.C., Leaders of the New Cool. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you more info.
That's what's up. I got to give my media passes.
Hold on. Next month in June, y'all can look up the Bay Music Conference, San Francisco Bay Music Conference. I'll be there along with D from G-Unit. And some other A&Rs, if y'all want to look that up on Google. Like I said, I'm not a public speaker, know what I mean? Well, I talk better in person. I'm not a phone person.
Dane, man. That's what it is. And Dane, can basically, can y'all guys, when y'all get a chance, though, if y'all put up y'all Twitters and put the places y'all going to be at so we can basically, you know, funnel that information out there to the people and everything and our listeners when you guys get a chance also. So,
y'all can do that.
We definitely appreciate y'all. We love y'all. I salute you. You guys, I pray that everything that you guys want in life comes to pass for you guys, and I see nothing but success. Keep doing what you're doing. Lush Radio Online, we got your back. Salute.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I'll be waiting for that three-way call.
Yeah.
All right.
No, let's do that.
I'm about to eat me some chicken.
Y'all crazy as hell. I love it. This is Live Radio, man. Where else do you get it done at? Lush Radio Online. We turned all the way up, man. Definitely want to salute everybody that called all the different states. And also, I want to definitely shout out Amir Boyd, VP of Grand Hustle, Dame, A&R of Def Jam, all the people that called in and salute. Shout out to my boy Murder out there, manager of Lazy K, Lazy K Productions, the whole squad. Lush Radio Online, and my program manager, the beautiful and lovely Cookie, who always holds us down on our interviews.
Cookie.
I love the deaf. That's my sister from another mother. We live on Lush Radio
Cookie.
Online.
Cookie on my BBM, I think.
You
Cookie,
said what?
Cookie? I think Cookie's on my BBM.
He is? Oh, well, I need to get your BBM, too. I'm going to go ahead and tell her that she
hold
up. She hits me
I'll
up
broadcast
the chat right
now. People with black
games.
I'm
going
to talk to him on that.
Team iPhone,
okay.
Man. We off them BBM.
Oh, team. Here we go. Now I'm about to come out
no,
to your office
don't let us knock
and get y'all
off
free Blackberries.
Knock it off, Team iPhone. Knock it off.
Team iPhone.
Knock it off. Team
y'all Blackberry. Ain't got no push email.
We ain't got what? We ain't got no what?
Y'all ain't got no push email. How about, man, team get money. That's what I want to get. I'll buy
yeah,
iPhone and Blackberry.
Yeah, let's do
y'all
it.
Y'all crazy as hell. Y'all crazy as hell. Oh, you know what? Real quick before y'all leave, answer this question for me. Real quick, because I'm about to wrap it up for the people. Everybody stay tuned each and every week, you know, at 6 o'clock, Lush Radio Online. Question, this whole situation with J Electronica, tell me your quick statement about it. How do you feel? How do you feel about this whole J Electronica situation?
No comment. I plead the fifth because I know him.
You're not gonna put me on TMZ.
Les, what happened?
I'm gonna say allegedly, you know, Jay Electronica, which a lot of people like, you know, he was co-signed by Diddy. And he actually made a statement stating that a lot of, you know, New York is basically coming out with a lot of garbage music. But instead of him saying in general, you know, who he thought that was garbage, he said the whole entire state, New York in general. So it kind of started a lot of, uproar. And, my man Doggy Diamonds came through, and they actually went, because he put out his, he said he was in Brooklyn or somewhere, and he put out his address or something. And Doggy Diamonds went and knocked on the door that he said that was his address. And then on top of that, Kay Slay addressed him about that also. So it's been a big uproar and stuff like that, you know. But I just want to know what people felt about it. But, you know, Dane said he's the fifth. And we're going to respect
I'll say something about it, but I'm not going to say something about him. Check it out. It's not that they put out garbage in New York. It's about the South know how to play for the people. New York is stuck up. They want to make music for himself. The artist want to make it for himself. He don't want to adapt it. If he adapts to people, what people say, the artist gonna feel like, now I'm listening to y'all such and such. It's not like that. You have to play for the people. That's who listen to your music. The South. If you ever been to a South showcase? I went to BMI showcase. What is it, like a month ago? I think. I went there. If you ever go to a showcase down there, or go to the A&R Summit, or go to anywhere in the South, they get the crowd hyped first. They make it sure the crowd is good. They ask y'all questions. They get y'all involved, everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of New York people don't do that. And I'm from New York. I have a place in Miami, too.
I think.
But
people in New York don't do that. I think
this is
my first time hearing of the whole Jay Electronica statement, whatever the case may be. But he's speaking out of frustration. You know what I'm saying? And I'm from D.C., the DMV area, and that part of the country, the DMV area, we tend to like everything. We tend to like, you know, down south. We tend to like the West Coast. You know what I mean? We like the Houston. We like New York. We like what everybody's doing. But at the same time, I think Jay Electronica was really just speaking out of frustration because he is, you know, there was a time and I was just downloading a whole bunch of early Bad Boy shit like a couple of days ago. There was a time when the tables were turned, you know what I'm saying? And all you heard on the radio was Puff and Wu-Tang and Biggie and Nas and Jay-Z and only person you heard from the South may have been Outkast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
the whole statement with the situation is that, you know, it was just the fact of him calling out the whole state. So some people got, you know, had a situation about it. But once again, you know, the home of hip-hop is New York. But on top of that, you can say that a lot of artists out here are putting garbage out. But it's all about popular demand and stuff. But, you know, the thing about in New York is, like, if you break in New York, you can break anywhere. Because New York, I'm sorry, I love New York to death. And I got a lot of family there, and I'm from there. But at the end of the day, New York, everybody's a rapper. Everybody's somebody in the industry. They don't want to be fans no more. People in the South support one another. New York cats, they don't support each other. Point blank.
That's why people don't even have autograph signings in New York no more. Nobody even want to come get an autograph. They stuck on each other.
Nah. That's absolutely true. Like they. I mean, the love that you get in Atlanta, this stuff down here had you confused. You think that life is like this. Real talk.
Yo, I was in Atlanta about 3 weeks ago, man.
Atlanta will have you confused and thinking that life is like this. You know what I mean? And it really ain't. You know what I'm saying? It's real. Like, you got to be careful down here. You'll get lost in this shit because you'll think that everybody in Atlanta is balling out of control. There's a video shoot every day, which it probably is, and the clubs are all the chain or whatever with the rule every single day. Some of that is true, but at the same time, you cannot get it twisted.
Because the folks that's from Atlanta, you know what I mean, they have to accept you first. Feel me? So you can't stand out there with that whole I'm about to take over, man, that they tend to have. We tend to think that we're coming down somewhere to take over. These fools down here, they slow. Man, you better stop slipping.
They love me down there. Now, me and Daddy Spade, all of them love me down there.
Yeah, you get love if you show love. You feel me? But if you come down here and you're thinking that you're about to take over, they will send you back home in your carpet bag. You feel me? They don't play. So I say all this with the music of it, they still making music because they still dance in the club.
And I'm going to tell you, honestly, a lot of the clubs they got out there, and that's ATLs, a lot of strip clubs, too, and that's like they main every day. And that's where they break most music at, in strip clubs.
That's where the music comes from.
And then on top of that, in ATL, you know, it's just like Cali in California. If you're not accepted by, you know, them, it's like you're a fish flowing in with no water. You know, same thing with ATL. And you think ATL cats can't run tricks on you? A lot of cats down in New York, and they doing their thing. So,
exactly.
I mean, they could run a scam on you early. So don't think them cats out there ain't playing games, too.
But I say all that to say this. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, it boils down to the music. And I think that's what he was saying. Like, I don't think he's saying that Jay-Z trash or Nas is trash. But he's talking about the niggas that just putting – I mean, like, what ended up happening lately is – from New York, we getting a lot of battle rappers. That don't transcend the sales. That don't transcend the airplay or nothing. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? In Atlanta, half of these cats that's making music, no, they not no rapper. You know what I'm saying? And they just like, man, I just like making music that make people dance or make people excited. Look at Walker Flocker. Walker ain't talking about he no best rap in the game. He better not. And he probably one of the smartest people. He's probably one of the smartest people I ever met. Talking about he not going to put no album out. I'm feeling him on that. Why? Why put an album out when a label going to rate me for it, or I'm going to have to sign a 360, when I can keep putting these singles out and getting show money for 20 grand, 30 grand a show? Who's not going to give him 30 grand a show right now? If you don't give it to him, somebody else will. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Nicki Minaj. If I was her, I wouldn't put no album out. For what? For what? Like, if you put an album out, let's say you do 20,000 the first week, the label not giving you a second shot. You're done. They like you said earlier, they giving you one shot. You know what I mean? My label has been through that. We put an artist out, only sold, 7,000 to 8,000 the first week. That showed me right then and there, okay, the game has totally changed. We need to go back and fix the whole, reinvent the whole wheel. And now this is a singles driven business. It used to be like that back in the day, where you can go to the stores and buy singles. For a minute, you couldn't do that. Now you can again. You can go and get them online, whatever the case may be. But I feel them. You know what I mean? The whole business has changed. So the cheese has moved. So y'all got to move with it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to reinvent yourself and stay with it. You know what I'm saying? And stay relevant. Because at the end of the day, if you put out an album and it only sells, I'm going to say it again, you only sell 7,000 units, you ain't got to worry about the label dropping you. They going to drop you.
They going to. You don't have to worry about it. They going to drop your ass.
They going to drop you. They going to drop you. Be like, damn, man, I'm sorry.
You just hate some people from.
Yeah, man, you know what? And y'all know this ain't no, and this ain't the business to be emotional in. Like you mean you can wake up tomorrow and that gig be gone. It happened to me. I was working at a radio station. I got there at 11 o'clock. They told me at 3 o'clock we switching formats and your servers are no more needed.
Wow.
So
that's real talk right there.
All you got to do, your spine got to be strong because you got to move all your shit out your office. And you use that shit as a stepping stool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just what it is. So I'm not necessarily mad at what he's saying. I'm just thinking that he really is trying to motivate some folks. You know what I'm saying?
One door closes for another opportunity to open. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
When something happens like that, if you're doing your thing, you're not a bad person, another door will open up to make it better for you. You know what I mean? You can't always take one thing as negative. You got to be positive about it. When When a nigga tell you fry, laugh about it. Be like, all right, I'll get something better. It's nothing.
That's real talk.
So I mean, take everything as the way it comes. See how you want to see out of the situation. But you know what? Real talk, all around, it's a lot of artists putting out garbage, and I'm tired of listening to it because you sent it to me in my email. Okay. Well, so basically, you know, I just want to say it was an honor. I love you guys. I'm gonna call you guys on three-way in a few, and we about to end the show and just tell you guys have a great night. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Log on, support the site. Log on, network for free. On top of that, listen to the show on the archives because it is archived. www.blowtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And, you know, we here Monday through Friday. Call in 347-826-7722. I do it for the people, not for myself. I'm the people's voice. Your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm out of here. This joint right here is from Archie Eversole. It goes out to all my independent artists and people out there on the grind. Mm-hmm. Keep winning. Shout out to Music Jones. Keep winning no matter what. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it because you can. And please, please, please keep God first. I'm out of here. Lush.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on.